Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live. Thank you so much for joining us today. It is, of course, the first day of June 2009, already into the halfway point of the year. Not technically, but already into the sixth month of the year. I guess coming up on the 15th, half of this year would have elapsed. Absolutely incredible, ladies and gentlemen. 2009 is already getting long in the tooth. Okay, we had Jesse Ventura on about a week and a half ago, but I wanted to get him on for a full hour so we could pick his brain about a host of issues and get his political perspective on a lot of things that are happening, and also try to nudge him along in the 1776 direction with the information we have. We've already influenced him quite a bit, and he is influential and gets a lot of face time on mainstream television, and so it's always great to have Jesse Ventura on the show. That is coming up in about 2.5 hours from now. He'll be with us for 1 hour, and we'll open the phones up and take a few calls as well. We'll have open phones today at 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. You know, I tried to look for it this morning, but I only had about 5 minutes to look. I was so busy. But at about 7:30 this morning, I spent a few minutes looking for it and couldn't find it. I got up to learn what we already knew was going to happen. It happened. Bankruptcy for the once biggest corporation in the world, General Motors. But we traded that in for Slave Martin Google. And I spent about 5-10 minutes looking for the countless radio shows I did, and I got attacked for it, saying General Motors will be bankrupt within 2 years. Started saying it 2 years ago. And that was because I'd seen a lot of different business reports and government documents and globalist plans to bankrupt General Motors and then use it as a tool of federal control in the U.S., that is the remains of it, the skeleton of it, to menace like some walking dead zombie the people as a government vehicle, the husk of what it formerly was. And that the rest of it would be moved to Brazil and China. In fact, Bob Chapman was one of my sources for that, saying that 2 years ago. In fact, that's, we can dig up his newsletter. And then, but the issue is we got attacked a lot for that. And now it is bankrupt by design. But then we'll have people email us and call us and say, oh no, it's bankrupt, but not by design. And then as they publicly see it move to Brazil and China, they will deny we ever said it was going to be moved to Brazil and China. So the $30 billion bailout money, that's going to be to move it offshore and then to ship in these toasters with wheels, these little cardboard boxes that buzz around at 45 miles an hour and are so much more dangerous than regular cars. This is government taking over everything. But it's not socialism. The media keeps saying, oh, we're Marxist-Leninist now. No, we're not. Private, corporate, Gordon Gekko fictional types who are really people like Ted Turner and the Rothschilds and Rockefellers and George Soros are using the envelope of government to give them cachet and power to carry out their looting operations. Can you imagine what Gordon Gekko of Wall Street fame, what Charlie Sheen would do if he had an army of regulators and SWAT teams to back him up? Speaking of SWAT teams, the full story with a whole bunch of eyewitnesses in the police report is now out from Oklahoma attacking the paramedics. It was worse than we originally said. The paramedics didn't touch the God Kings. The police were choking them with pleasure. Just out of the clear blue, totally psychopathic. This is tyranny. What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on InfoWars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com.
Cleaning needs. In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. eFoods does it again. The three-day responder provides one adult with 3 days worth of healthy, delicious, easy-fix food. The price of the three-day responder is almost ridiculous at $27.95 for actually 12 meals plus snacks. When you taste the food in the three-day responder, you'll understand why families trust eFoods Direct to provide healthy, delicious food for every need. Whether you're hunting, playing, or responding to an emergency, the food in the three-day responder is easy to fix and ready to go. Food is an everyday need. The three-day responder is for the time when food should be the last thing you have to worry about. The three-day responder, $27.95. Sometimes the best things do come in the smallest packages. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, here are the headlines that will be detailed today in the next 3 hours, 52 minutes. Former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura joins us for a full hour coming up later in the transmission. General Motors files for bankruptcy. We were laughed at 2.5 years ago detailing that. Now it's mainstream news. The globalists bragged in multiple publications, we need to repost those articles we wrote years ago, that they plan to butcher the main industries of the United States. Oh, yes, NAFTA and GATT were going to be great for America. You're now seeing the aftermath of it by design, and the very same crew that engineered it all are now saying, set up a bank of the world that you will pay your carbon taxes to, private families, to the Gores and others, and that you will have milk and honey. And when things are only worse 10 years from now, remember, they always create a bigger crisis, offer a solution, the public stumbles forward and goes along with it. Even if we don't go along with it, they still enforce it. This is rogue global criminal government. General Motors files for bankruptcy on the heels of Chrysler. Geithner tells China its dollar assets are safe. This out of Reuters as the entire world moves away from the dollar, all by design. But as the Federal Reserve has said many times the last 5 years, they want a slow implosion, a slow death of the United States. so they can slowly consolidate the wealth and so you don't riot. And that's not just me saying that. That's Bloomberg Financial Today. Zolik warns stimulus sugar high won't stem unemployment. World Bank President Robert Zolik warned policymakers that fiscal stimulus plans are insufficient to turn around the real economy, and rising joblessness threatens to set off political unrest across the globe. The paramilitary forces stand by to suppress the public while the transference of liberty to absolute tyranny is affected. Stand by for a complete enslavement unless you resist. Stand by. Stand by. Pravda crows, American capitalism gone with a whimper. This is not capitalism. This is not socialism taking over America. This is piracy. When a group of pirates pulled up along your cargo ship and robs you, it's not socialism or communism or fascism. It's rule of the gun-ism. But while you're busy arguing about left and right and Sotomayor and the rest of them, while we're busy playing racial politics, the New World Order is crushing us, no matter what color you are. It must be said that, like the breaking of a great dam, the American descent into Marxism is happening with breathtaking speed against the backdrop of passive, hapless sheeple. Ah, they're using our terms at Pravda now. Pravda. Excuse me, dear reader, I meant people. True, the situation has been well prepared and off for the past century, especially the past 20 years, and it goes into this. On the heels of these type reports, here's the Wall Street Journal. This is a deception. Lawmakers bill taxpayers for TVs, cameras, Lexuses. And it's true that the average House member gets five times what the average Social Security payer gets out of government that we've supposedly paid in, that all immediately goes offshore to come back and buy off our local politicians and buy up infrastructure. And it's true that the senators get even more than that. And it's true they're corrupt and exempt themselves from most laws and don't read the bills they sign that are written by lobbyists. And it's true they're a group of criminals and it's all a big joke to them. It's all true. And it's true that the exact same scandals going on in England with the Parliament, with houses and cars and credit cards and fancy nightly dinners and golf club memberships, country club memberships, but that's all a distraction. The controlled globalist media, owned by the big money-laundering, drug-dealing central banks that have stolen 14 plus trillion in the U.S., over 10 trillion in Europe from their people, that the people have to then pay interest on. Oh, here's all our money, and we'll pay interest on it to give you the private money to come back and buy off our water treatment facilities, our dams, our lakes, our power plants, our police, our cities, our infrastructures, our ports, our corporations. Chrysler given like a nugget of fat, plump prize with $20 billion of bailout money put on it as icing given to Bilderberg-owned Fiat. The plump and juicy wreckage by design of General Motors, commandeered by the federal government, being openly given to Brazil and China, just as the Panama Canal was given as a plump prize, booty, spoils of a captured slave nation, still drunk on fake American flags made in China by slaves and watching football, strutting around, jutting out their chest, acting tough, American slave males, stupid slaves that think they're free. You have to free your mind first, Bubba. But you wouldn't do that. So now the physical slavery cometh. Now you and your wives and children will go into bondage to Pharaoh. You want to be slaves, you'll get it. And you're so cowardly and so foolish, you will worship those that enslave you. Because you're cowards. Now some of you aren't. And it won't be a majority of us that take the Republic back. But know this, the enemy's all in. They've staked their names, their treasure, their blood, their future, their families, everything on bringing in a total tyranny worldwide, a new world order. and childlike delusions about this country aren't going to change that. Only a full commitment of your blood, your name, your treasure, your family, your energy. That is the only thing that'll meet this threat. And if you like the humiliation of slavery, then choose. But forget that you were our countrymen. And please don't call us the enemies of the Republic and the traitors, you dimwits. So what are they doing in England and the United States? They're talking about congressmen that get a $75,000 Lexus with government money. Or they'll talk about some congressman who was over the post office and stole $100,000 worth of stamps. Petty thieves. How about the trillions? The Congress is just a collection of little prostitutes who'll sell out to the biggest dollar signs with a few good men and women mixed in, rendered helpless and neutralized by the criminal gang that run the committee chairmanships. And so the establishment wants to further discredit Congress and further have them off balance, fighting for their political lives to do whatever they're told by the banker takeover masters. The people that control Obama and the Republican leadership as well are telling the congressman, you do what we say when we say, or that mistress you had 25 years ago comes out. You do what we say when we say, or that boyfriend you had 10 years ago comes out. You do what we say when we say, or we'll talk about that questionable campaign contribution you took when you were first running for office and didn't know the rules. You've seen the congressman we've burned. You do what we say when we say. You do everything you're told. You pass the Cyberbullying Act ending free speech as it's known, or your life is over politically. You appropriate the new trillions for the foreign offshore banks and the tens of billions to put a nice little package and bow and gift market, a little gift card to Brazil and China with General Motors. You do what you're told now and you jump when we say jump, or we'll burn every one of you. Any of you that have got a mustard stain on your tie, any of you that have got a crooked toenail, any of you whose wives or husbands have been involved in any form of corruption, because the feds themselves have written laws where everything's illegal, where everyone's a criminal, where no one can follow the laws. Believe me, I've looked at many of them. There's no way to follow the tax code the way it's written. There's no way to follow real estate law the way it's written. There's no way to run for dog catcher the way the laws are written and not break the law. I ran for state rep for 1 week. When I saw what a dirty business it was and how impossible it was, I dropped out immediately. And so while the public is busy looking at the thieves stealing pennies, they won't look at the big masters that hold the chains that are around the necks of these bloated, decadent, cross-eyed attack dogs that we know as the Congress. And this Sotomayor, I mean, give me a break. I've been looking at her record. She always votes against free speech with newspapers, you name it, student free speech. She always votes. Yeah. There was one case with a fire department where the top scores were by whites, and she ruled they all be fired and people with lower test scores be hired. She's openly believes no one should be able to own firearms in federal appellate court rulings. Those are all on record. And, of course, she said a Latina woman is better than a white person. She's on record. It's what she said. And we're meant to debate it and discuss it and all fight with each other all day. What the liberal poverty pimps always do. They're the racists. They're the people that deal in race and tribalism and divide and conquer. So we'll talk about that coming up. Also, Iranian officials defuse bomb in plain toilet. What's that really about? Well, it dovetails with this out of Reuters. Iranian official blames U.S. in deadly mosque bombing. And the big news of the day, cybersecurity is framework for total government regulation and control of our lives. An absolute tyranny. First, I'll take your phone calls, though, when we get back. Then I'll break all this and a lot more down. Very important broadcast today. and I am fired up and ready out of the gates.
Have you ever noticed that celebrities are endorsing weight loss products and health aids? Do you think they endorse these products for free? I don't think so. I'm here to tell you, I'm not a celebrity, and Life Change Tea doesn't need one. Think about this. The product speaks for itself. What a concept. Our product works. You get healthy, and you'll lose weight. Summer's coming. Look and feel good. Order now. 928-308-0408. Write this down. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. It's easy. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You have nothing to lose but the excess around your, anyway. Life Change Tea. It speaks for itself. That's GetTheTea.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
This is Alex Jones for American Tax Settlement. We have received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement. For all Alex Jones listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
That's right. It's a war being waged by the state, itself owned by a private crime syndicate, against free humanity. They wage war through their pharmaceuticals, the poisons in the water and the air, the government seizing people's children by over a million poor souls a year here in the United States alone. It's the same system worldwide. They wage war through their monetary system against us. They wage war by brainwashing the public. They wage war by attacking the family and turning children against their parents in the public schools. They wage war on you a million different ways and then teach you to worship them and to love tyranny. Warrantless wiretaps is tyranny. Children being trained to tattle on their parents is tyranny. The people being disarmed is tyranny. Our criminal government launching illegal wars without Congress declaring war is tyranny. The cashless society control grid is tyranny. The paramilitary police tasering old ladies and then laughing about it is tyranny. The police in Oklahoma attacking paramedics. We now have the police report and the eyewitness reports. It's now confirmed is exactly what the video originally appeared. The ambulance wouldn't get out of the police car's way. It couldn't. It had cars in front of it. So the police went around on the shoulder and then later chased the ambulance down after they'd gone to their call, got them out, put the EMP in a headlock, ran around the side, opened it up. The other one got out of the back who was tending to the sick woman, physically attacked him. The EMT took the physical attack and is now being charged. They're saying they're about to charge him for assaulting the cops. A nutcase cop pulls him out, begins shoving him and choking him. He is smart enough, knowing he'd probably get killed, to sit there and take it. And the cops have to say, no, we're always right. We're God in front of everyone. And see, they're going to get crazier and crazier. And like Nero, you know, burning Rome and fiddling while he does it, laughing about it. And it turns out this cop, you know, his daddy's a big judge in the town. And turns out he doesn't like ambulances and has a long history of this. And they're going to say, that's the way it is. We're charging you, boy. And so the insanity continues. And the good police are discredited because the system protects the crazy bad ones and the good cops leave the force and tyranny accelerates. And then corruption accelerates because no part of the criminal system can report on or stop any other part of the criminal system. And the very worst in society get in control and the big government PR firms brainwash the public that it's all good. And it gets worse and worse and worse. And then offshore banks come in and rob and carpetbag and steal everything. And society collapses. And we become like North Korea or Mexico. We become like Guatemala. We become like Vietnam. We become like Cambodia. We become like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of other nations where a tiny corrupt elite with a paramilitary force rules over the mass of poor, pathetic slaves with no future for your children, no honor, no decency, no rule of law, rule of the Napoleonic strongman, rule of the king rat, rule of tyranny. That is the system that we now live in. This is the country that we have become. The whole world is being managed and administered by the very same group of technocrats. That's why we have all the same government programs with the exact same names or similar, from Australia to England to Canada to the United States to Western Europe, and now under globalization, they say you get the IMF and World Bank fiat currency and liquidity and loans if you adopt and standardize. And we are now under a global tyranny by a group of eugenicist technocrats who believe they are God and who believe that they are engineering society for the betterment of themselves and their progeny, the ultimate control freaks. And so all the major corporations are going to go bankrupt. The government is going to come in and take control of the bankruptcies and hand what's left of it to the corporate raiders that captain the global ship of state known as the New World Order. And a great new dark age of depravity and oppression and humiliation and bondage is upon us. The cage doors are slamming shut. The global cashless society is going into place with the worldwide cybersecurity grid. We'll take your calls and then get into all the news, as I mentioned, on the other side. This is the GCN Radio Network. I am Alex Jones. We are fighting the new dark age.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Many human illnesses can be attributed to the fact that soil in the United States no longer provides plants with the mineral elements which are essential to human nourishment. Studies have shown that a majority of Americans are seriously deficient in basic minerals. Deficiency in any one or more important minerals actually results in disease. Go to AmericanSuperfoods.com today and see the wide range of foods available that were designed to help your mind and body work the way they were intended to. You can also visit the AmericanSuperfoods.com link on InfoWars.com to see some of the amazing products available. Colloidal gold, marine photoplankton, maca, goji berries, raw chocolate cacao, nibs, noni, immune detox, and more. Folks, you gotta check these out. These foods promote nutritional excellence, health and well-being, beauty enhancement, and sustainable rainforest agriculture. Go to AmericanSuperfoods.com. Again, the website is AmericanSuperfoods.com.
Evolution Today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
That the dice are loaded, everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guy's lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows.
Yeah, we're down, but we're not out.
Everybody knows that the boat is
leaving. And if we just get focused, get educated on the facts, and take action and expose these criminals, and point out that despite all their titles and all their finery, they're nothing but scallywag trash. We can turn this around. If we don't, it's going to get bad. The globalists are clearly setting up and planning hot war here in the United States, hot purges. They know there's so much liberty and freedom left here that it's going to take a lot of intimidation and a lot of killing. And a lot of you out there that serve the system are going to find out you're not pets of the New World Order. Let's go to your phone calls. I'm going to go quickly to your calls. So please have your questions and comments ready. We appreciate you calling. Birdman in Florida, you're on the air.
Hey, brother Alex, how you doing?
Good, Birdman.
Gray, I really appreciate your program so much. If you give me a couple of relaxed minutes, I want to ask you if I can tell people about my old punk band, 1984.
Okay, go ahead and tell us about your punk band.
Well, from 81 to 85, that's all we ever sung about was everything that you guys talk about. And I would like to get someone to put overdub some of your voices on some blank tracks from your programs to scream about the same thing. It's myspace.com/, you spell it out, it's 1984, and I'll send them some blank tracks, and we'll let them know about it.
Well, there's a lot of people getting the word out through music, and that's why the establishment is moving in with an attempt to suppress liberty and freedom, and they're admitting they spy on everybody now to create a chilling effect. We just have to throw caution to the wind and take action.
Now, in 1913, they stopped gold-backed currency. Would you say that America hasn't existed since then, and everything that's happened and built upon since that time is a perversion?
Well, to be clear, we were still on somewhat of a gold-backed currency in 1913. They did the same year give us a 1% income tax, and then they slowly ratcheted that up. By the early 1950s, it was 10 to 15%, depending on your tax bracket. So the country was built without the income tax. They always say, we need the income tax. It all goes to interest, to offshore private banks. But by the 70s, they did take us off the gold and silver standard. Up until that time, you could go in, reportedly, and get your Federal Reserve notes turned in for legal tender currency, actual metal, silver or gold, but they phased that out. Now, there were periods in there where you couldn't own gold, though. Like 1933, they declared the War Powers Act, and we officially, publicly, went under federal reorganization martial law. Just like Europe later went into receivership under the Marshall Plan. Well, we went under a similar Marshall Plan to the Private Bank of England through the Federal Reserve, and everyone had to turn their gold in for half price, and they were given paper back. Technically, it's cloth, cotton, but we call it paper, the script or dollars, dollar bills, and the different denominations thereof. And what happened there was then the private bankers gave themselves our gold publicly. Now, a lot of Americans weren't total brainwashed slaves, so they held on to their gold, and a few years later, gold doubled in prices, and then people that had buried their gold ended up doing quite nicely. But around half the public, depending on which study you look at, did turn in their gold. Most people turned in a little bit, but the paramilitary police would drop by and take you to jail if they knew you had gold and didn't turn it in. So I appreciate your call, Birdman. That's the freedom of America to our beloved Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Let's talk to Tex in Texas. Tex, you're on the air.
God bless you, Alex. I'm an old man, and I'm a longtime listener to your show, and I've learned a lot from you and your staff. Alex, I've been studying the Illuminati, New World Order crowd, whatever they want to call themselves, for over 50 years, actually 60 years. Are you there, Alex?
Yes, I'm listening to you.
Okay. At first, I was confused. Why did rich men want to destroy the system that allowed them to accumulate their wealth? In the 1950s, it was a fellow over in Florida who put it together for me with his Don Bell reports. I don't know if you're familiar with Don Bell.
I am vaguely familiar, yes.
But he had quite a following in Texas at one time. And I put you and Tex Mars right up there with Don. And that's the highest praise you can get out of my household.
Well, I appreciate that. I'm flattered, Tex.
You got me identified. Tex Mars knows who I am, by the way. He's sort of a friend. You got to bear in mind, this praise comes from an old Aggie, and I was hammered all my life that nothing good can come out of Austin, and you two proved me wrong. Unfortunately, I can count on my fingers the number of people who believe me. And bear in mind, I'm not an ostrich. People who know me know where I stand and what I'm warning them about.
Well, people, a lot of them have had the fight taken out of them. They've been mesmerized by entertainment and the culture because things were so good. I mean, we know this happens historically. When you have plenty, people become decadent. And the point you started out with, why would rich men want to destroy a system that made them rich? Because they openly write and say that that this free market system would produce competition for them in the future, and they want it all sewed up. So they want something more like Mexico with a tiny elite class over a bunch of slaves. And unfortunately, that's now what is happening here.
Agree with you. You know, I'm a man of very meager means and limited abilities, but I have learned to connect the dots. I do not consider myself an expert, but I know what I know because I've had good teachers. And that's why I called you. I've got two dots that I need help on, if you could help me.
Sure.
If they are connected. The first dot is that I'm familiar with H.G. Wells, and I know you are, his 1930s essay, The Shape of Things to Come, in which he predicted with great accuracy World War II, and that this would be the Illuminati's second attempt at a world government. Then he went on in this essay to embellish Albert Pike's original plan made in the 1800s.
That 1877.
Okay, I knew your mind.
The three world wars all planned out exactly as the last two have happened, the next to be in the Middle East.
Right. Well, he said specifically that it would come out of Basra. And I don't know if you're aware that they made a movie. The English made a movie of that essay.
Yes.
It's an old black and white movie. It was made before World War II. My second dot is a few weeks ago you had Steve Quayle. I really wasn't that familiar with his work, but I resonate with it, his absolute Christian perspective of what's going on. He said, kind of cryptically on your show, that he had one more piece of information that would indicate to him that the globalists were ready to drop the hammer and start the bloody phase of their plan and programming. And I was wondering if, off the air, did he tell you what he was talking about? And if you're at liberty to say what it is. Are these two dots connected, I guess, is my question.
Well, it's all connected, and I appreciate your call. I've had a lot of discussions with Steve off air, and I'll have to think about the second dot before I answer it, because Steve was specifically talking about the roundups, the martial law takeover, and he said that he hadn't gotten that last dot to go on air and say this is definitely it. He was saying it was probably either a dry run or this could be it. And that's what we said day one. We said either they're going for broke with this fear-mongering or this is a dry run. And then they came out weeks later and said, yes, this is a beta test. We believe the next big one's coming. And they're all getting ready for forced inoculations and martial law, according to CNN, Fox News, the Associated Press. So they certainly are testing their federalization, testing their takeover. Going back to H.G. Wells, for those that don't know, he was a Fabian socialist in the model of Cecil Rhodes. Sir Cecil Rhodes, who was just a corporate frontman publicly for the Saxe-Coburg-Gothas, the British/German royal family. And he wrote the essay, The New World Order, in 36. He wrote Things to Come, or The Shape of Things to Come, the book, and then it was made into a movie, which is excellent even today, that came out, what was it, 1938? You're right, the book was in 33. Going from memory here, but folks can look that up. In fact, the great part about having my crew, even before we go live at prisonplanet.tv, coming up here in about an hour and 15 minutes, they can Google stuff for me so I can talk while they Google. You guys turn my big screen on in here? And search engine, H.G. Wells, The Shape of Things to Come, so I can get the year publishing date on that. Thank you. I really appreciate it. Doesn't matter why I obsess on little points like that, but I want to get the year right. Well, I guess it does matter. One must train the brain to always be exactly accurate. The Shape of Things to Come, 1933. Okay. I was right. 1933 and 36 for the New World Order. And then I believe the movie, H.G. Wells' Things to Come, was 38. But click on that and we'll see if I'm right there. I'm always testing my memory to try to keep it sharp. Things that comes under it. Okay, I digress. The point is, he was an open, admitted one-world government pusher. And he believed in Darwinism and in social Darwinism. Now, you can believe in Darwinism and not believe in social Darwinism. I'm not getting into a debate about those two things here, all these hot-button issues. See, I realize when I say a term, people out there are all pre-programmed to then either shut their minds or open their minds or to go through a pre-designated thought processes. Let's have open minds here. I'm just stating what they believe. Then you can decide whether you agree with them or not. And I would make that decision morally, but also about where are you in that perspective. You may be a control freak. You may think you're powerful and cool and God's gift to the planet and have all the answers and everybody else is an idiot. You're arrogant, conceited, which I found actually narrows vision and intellect. But whatever. A lot of people are drunk on delusions of grandeur. The issue is if you're going to support social Darwinism, you should at least know that you're not part of the elite and you're being targeted. See, that's one of the biggest tricks of the social Darwinist is that they make it sound reasonable. And they put you in the position of being one of the controllers. They say, hey, if you were king of the world, what would you do? And then, oh, well, of course, I would make the hard decision of exterminating the majority of people because most folks are dumb and stupid or fat or lazy or, you know, don't care about things and don't want to be informed. And so why should they be here consuming the earth and hurting the environment? Well, let me give you a newsflash. You, number one, are seen as scum by the elite. 99.9% of you. That's A. B, you're only given part of the eugenics view, the public view of positive and negative eugenics. And I don't have time to do a treatise on this, so go look it up yourselves. For those that don't know what it is. That has nothing to do with eugenics. Real eugenics is about dumbing down the mass and targeting those that would be intelligent and targeting them for extinction. This is a control freak system of scorched earth and salting the earth. You know, they don't come to conquer with this scientific dictatorship. They want to conquer us physically and economically to get the grid in. That's only phase one, to roll in and kill us deader than hammers. You understand that, good old boys and people that think they're rich and people that think they're part of the establishment? You are not part of the establishment. Stop thinking you are. The globalists write books and publications and white papers laughing at you, fools, how you've been co-opted. That's the first thing one of these globalists or wannabe globalists does is they talk about, oh, the elite like you, Alex, and the elite understand you, Alex, and you could be one of us. That's all you ever hear out of their mouths. It's a load of bull, and they're usually buying it themselves. Rothkopf's wrong with his article about his book, Superclass, in the Washington Post. It's saying, yeah, there's a world government. Yeah, it's a tyranny, but it's for your best interest. And 6,000 of us run it. Just like the writer for the Financial Times of London says, yeah, there's a tyrannical world government, but it's for your best interest. And they have thousands of academics come out and endorse it. Those academics aren't part of it. Now, I'll tell you, somebody like Pianca is really dangerous. Because he says openly, I'm not worthy to live. I need to die, and so does my family. So that only a super elite humanoid, you know, super Homo sapien can go on. You know, at the top there, I am prepared to kill myself. I am prepared for the great oneness that will come. Don't worry, soon it will be here with us. Soon we'll have the control grid in place to release the great plague that will cleanse us, cleanse the earth of our wicked parasitic species. I mean, go read the white papers. All these arrogant, haughty, wannabe children of wealthy families, of billionaires, who think everything's a joke and laugh at all the pain in the world. you are going to be skinned alive by the New World Order. I hope you understand that. You're going to be impaled on the spikes that you sat there and laughed at others being impaled on it. This is the ultimate evil, the ultimate tyranny, the ultimate scientific dictatorship. Rot in the furnaces of Hades. Loosed on the planet. If you knew history, you would know that death and destruction and misery and pain is the norm. It is the ether in which we swim, and rare liberty is such an unbelievably precious thing. And it's always paid for in rivers of blood. But you aren't even willing to speak out or stand up or be laughed at to fight for liberty or freedom. So you will be usurped. You will be overrun. You will be conquered. You will be put in chains. You will be killed. And you'll be so drugged and mind controlled, you will love your captors as you're torn limb from limb.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious tasting chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard to digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
Less than a century ago, half of the American public grew much of their own food. Today, it's been estimated that only 1% of Americans still grow their own food. During the Great Depression, over 18 million people suffered from starvation. And as America continues down its current path, for many, the reality of another depression is a very serious concern. With massive layoffs and unemployment at record levels, growing your own food will help you save money that you'd normally spend at the grocery store. Invest in your family's future by stocking up with your very own supply of seeds available from GetSeeds.net. Each order includes over 14,000 non-GMO, chemical-free seeds that will provide you with food for years. Call 877-394-6657 to get 100 varieties of our heirloom seeds for just $49. Once again, that's GetSeeds.net or call 877-394-6657 to establish your own food supply today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, I kind of went into a rant about H.G. Wells. That's the thing. I mean, he didn't just write the foundation of what we know as his modern science fiction. He admitted that the Eloi and the Morlocks, that was an analogy of the global elite, evolutionary, super intelligent, man-eating, that basically keeps small farms of Eloi that they physically eat on plantations. That's the analogy of what the elites do to us and how we're mindless and, you know, running around in our loincloths like savages being fed on by them. But he wrote nonfiction books about things to come. We'll all have implantable chips. Everything will be one-child policies, eugenics. The majority of the public would have already been culled. And he said there'll be a lot of beautiful, young, gallant people that'll die fighting the New World Order. And he's very sad that most of us have to be killed. You see, he was coming along right at the height of eugenics, right at the height of what is the foundation of what we live in today. The one-child policies, the tyranny, the control freaks, the, quote, social welfare net that is a net. It is a slave grid. It is a domestication grid. And, you know, pigs or sheep or cows, they don't know when they're out on the pasture on the back 40 that they're going to be slaughtered, that they're being bred for slaughter. A horse, when it's lived a long life of service to you, pulling the plow or whatever, it doesn't know when you decide to get rid of it when it's old. And its teeth have fallen out, that you're loading it onto a trailer, taking it to have it rendered into dog food. And the elite talk about us like that. They say, you know, the people rebelling against us is as ridiculous as sheep rebelling against the practice of eating sheep. Mutton. They say once their control grid's in place, and that's what I want to get into. I asked Paul Watson before he went to China. Paul Watson likes to travel once a year. He's going to China, his second visit there. And he'll be reporting on the North Korea situation from China for us with reports, killing multiple birds with one stone. But Steve Watson is minding the fort at InfoWars.net, PrisonPlanet.tv, and PrisonPlanet.com. As is Kurt Nimmo and Aaron Dykes and others. But cybersecurity is framework for total government regulation and control of our lives. I want to go over that after I continue with calls. Justin, Tori, Alex, Rick disagreed. Just hung up or I would have gone to him. Issa, John, and many others. So that is coming up. Before I end this hour, I really do want to encourage listeners to visit the Secure Online Video Bookstore for all the great videos and books that we carry, that I've produced, but also the best videos and books I've found out there, bar none, that are available at InfoWars.com. Not to mention all the Patriot t-shirts I was wearing on the beach down at the Texas coast this weekend. My favorite shirt we've had made, the Minuteman, that says Live Free or Die on it. And people kept asking, what's Live Free or Die mean? I said, it's what America means. And some people would, you'd see cop types walking with their wives, and they'd see it and get actually scared. My wife's like, wow, that guy acted scared of your shirt. Well, because you see the high and tight haircut, and the guy's in good shape. He's been taught I'm probably a mad killer for wearing it. I mean, folks, I should have had a hidden camera. People just, especially the cops and military people, they thought they'd seen a ghost with that Minuteman on my shirt, because to them, that Minuteman, everything America stands for, is like the devil. And I guess liberty is somewhat of a ghost. So they had seen a ghost of a Minuteman.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. InnerHealth Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called InnerFood. My wife just loves the stuff. And now, the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded InnerFood his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. InnerFood is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boosts the immune system. a truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on Infowars.com for special pricing.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Taking your phone calls. I want to get into cybersecurity's framework for total government regulation and control of our lives. I want to get into the bankruptcy of General Motors by design. Mainstream news is starting to finally report that the Cyberbullying Act would absolutely end the First Amendment. Everybody in the Patriot movement's focused on the hate bill, which is important, but it's nothing. Nothing compared to the cyberbullying, so that's all coming up. Right now, let's go back to your calls. Tori in Idaho, you're on the air. Welcome.
Alex.
Hi.
Thanks, Alex. I have a couple questions for you. First of all, my girlfriend's in the military, and she's in the Army Reserve, but she's not active. She's been told, though, that she's set to go to Afghanistan in 2010. Now, if things stay the way that they are and we don't go to war with Pakistan and whatnot, really, my question is, would you suggest that we get her out of the military? Because, I mean, I've heard lots of stories about people getting raped and killed by the private military corporations and whatnot.
Well, there's not lots of stories. I keep getting emails. Well, go ahead and ask your question, and then I'll comment on it.
Okay. Oh, my other one. Now, the price of houses have gone down quite a lot where I live, and I have a relative who is considering whether or not to buy his first house. I'm wondering what your opinion is on that. Like, would it be best to wait until after the depression or the recession, whatever you want to call it?
All right, let me take that second question. That is way too varied. I don't know your area, your county, anything about your real estate history, what type of house they want, what their financial situation is, what their skills are, what their health situation is. I can tell you what I would do. I'm certainly not going to be financially overextending myself in this type of situation. But in a year or two, you're undoubtedly going to end up having even lower real estate prices in most areas of the country. It varies widely. Some places have gone down so fast that they're predicting they may bounce in the next 6 months. But a lot of areas are just beginning to fall. Like they kept saying Austin wouldn't fall. It's fallen close to 35% in the last year alone. And it was one of the slowest to rise because Texas fell so much in the 80s that it didn't rise as much as other parts of the country, but now it's plunging. It was seen as not being too overvalued, but it's plunging right now. So I can't give you advice because I don't know all of the pieces on the chessboard, you know, for your particular friend. Every person has a different battlefield in life they're looking at. As for the first question, I wouldn't join the military. Because this isn't our military anymore, and it's totally bought and paid for by offshore banks, and the head of the Naval War College brags about it. And because of the vaccines they give them, which we know are filled with cancer viruses and soft-killed weapons on record. And yes, thousands of Army investigators alone have been murdered trying to investigate corruption. The military barracks are just rotting and sewage running around on the floor. The airplanes, the seats are collapsing and covered. You know, rats are living on most of the aircraft. For those that don't know, yes, rats and mice get in them. People on a lot of military transports defecate in buckets now because everything's collapsing because the generals don't care. In fact, it's the opposite. The generals and colonels fly around on air-conditioned little pleasure pod, you know, aircraft having sex with their secretaries. I mean, it's just a total corrupt empire imploding. And,
You saw what happened to Pat Tillman when he tried to speak up and wrote letters home that he was going to come home and expose the war as a fraud. They murdered him. But if she goes AWOL, they're going to give her a dishonorable discharge and come after her Second Amendment. But because she's a veteran, they'll probably do that anyway. So, again, I'm honored that you would ask my opinion, but that is a question you need to decide for yourself, Tori. I appreciate your call. Justin, Alex, Robert, John, and others, your calls are coming up.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633, or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., we are here live. Jesse Ventura coming up partway into the next hour. Another visit with us. He was with us about a week and a half ago. I'm going to your phone calls right now. Justin in North Carolina. Justin, you are on the air.
Alex, my friend, how you doing today?
Not too good. I knew they were going to kill General Motors 2.5 years ago from government documents we read on air, and, of course, we got laughed at. And I know they're going to shut down almost every other major U.S. corporation and hand it over to foreign offshore looters. And I just, it's real sad to know they're going to bankrupt the country and turn a bunch of paramilitary police loose on us. And then a lot of cowardly people are going to grovel and do whatever the government tells them for the promise of things getting better when they're only going to get worse. But other than that, I guess I'm doing okay.
Well, what I wanted to call and tell you today, I had two things I want to say. You've been a great inspiration to us here at We Are Change North Carolina. I'm a member and co-organizer of that. And I've got me a radio show starting on Saturday mornings coming up, starting this Saturday. You mind if I throw a quick plug on it real quick?
Sure, go ahead.
All right. It's called Eternal Vigilance with Justin Prim on revolutionbroadcasting.com. They're going to run it from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. First shows this week. I'm extremely proud of the opportunity to get a chance to do this. And Alex Jones is my inspiration. And I appreciate your work. Another thing I wanted to ask you about, Alex, we're talking about the internet cyber thing, the bill that they're getting ready to pass. What do you think they're going to do to try to implicate this? Do you think it's going to be a false flag operation to get the bill passed, like a Cyber Patriot Act? I mean, what's your opinion on this?
Yes, they've already been launching lots of fake staged attacks and then openly admitting they did it. But they'll come out and say a hospital got hacked and somebody was trying to shut off ventilators. An airport got attacked, the FAA. We think it's the Russians. And then months later, it comes out in government journals that, oh, that was the cyber command in San Antonio with some of the hackers they've hired testing the defenses. And so I'm going to break all that down at the bottom of the hour. I appreciate your call. I want to cover this properly and try to go over many of the different facets to it. But it's as big as the war on terror. It's as big as Homeland Security. You know, what does Homeland Security mean to you? It means that everything you buy and sell is tracked, your prescription drugs, when you buy a car, when you rent a car, when you get a hotel room, when you get an apartment, now when you buy a carton of cigarettes, when you get prescription, you know, everything's being tracked. Homeland Security means that when I go to Port Aransas, Texas, where I've been going since I was a little kid, or where my dad went when he was a little kid, and where his dad went when he was a little kid, there's Homeland Security trucks driving around harassing people, and local cops harassing people. And if you try to go to the National Seashore 10 miles away, they got plate scanners and they harass you. It means you live in a third world secret police system. It's like living in Moscow 30 years ago. And they're openly announcing internet too, where there will be no free speech. And all these people are emailing me, and I saw comments in Paul Watson's article that was posted on Infowars.com. Originally at Prison Planet, but if you want to read the comments, they're up on the Infowars.com versions where I saw it. And it's like, Alex Jones, I know a lot about computers. And let me tell you, they're not going to shut down the internet. They can't. The internet was designed to be able to take a nuclear attack from Russia, and you can't shut it down. Yes, that's what DARPA set it up for in the 60s, the intranet. And yes, the White House in the 80s had the internet. And yes, it became popularized in the early 90s. But the whole point, one facet on this Swiss Army knife of tyranny, one of the little doohickeys, one of the little gizmos, one of the little widgets on this Swiss Army knife that has 1,000 heads, openly, AP, Mother Jones, I even printed these articles this morning to cover them here later. The White House announces their goal, number one goal of Cybersecurity Act is, quote, to be able to shut off the internet. That's the whole announcement. The power to tax is the power to destroy. The power to shut down is the power to destroy. It's like Baron Harkonnen in the Dune books, which they put in the film, not in the books. The heart plug. Oh, everyone gets one around here. Don't worry. They want a heart plug on the internet. You just pull the plug, tears open a big patch in the heart, the blood spills out. America's just having its heart plug installed. Don't feel bad. Everyone gets one. Maybe we'll play a clip when we go live at prisonplanet.tv of someone having their heart plug pulled. It's freedom. Let me get it through your head out there. I don't get up here and make stuff up. I don't get up here and say GM's going to go bankrupt 2.5 years ago in the next 2 to 3 years and then read government documents on air because I'm trying to scare you. I get up here because that's what they were planning, stating they were going to move it to Brazil and China. On record. I don't get up here and tell you they're going to set up youth brigades, which they're now openly announcing. I put this in my film Police State 2000, released in early 1999, because it was government documents. They're now announcing they're going to take blood at DMVs around the country. That's in my first film made in 1997. I said, here's the executive order. We don't know if they're going to implement it, but here's the executive order. And people say, oh, you said they'd be taking blood and urine at DMVs. Where is it? That was 13 years ago. My point is, they passed the criminal executive order. And now they're announcing. See, I'm already getting into cybersecurity from that fellow's question. Let's take some calls and I'll get into it. I need to do it all at one time. The open announcement is for its safety, all internet hubs, all telecommunications centers will have federal boxes in them that everything by federal law is hardwired into, so that the feds can shut down any part of the web or the entire web whenever and however they want. This is announced by them. Stop living in denial. This is the whole point. This is what Jay Rockefeller, the senator, said in the hearings. We've played the video here. We don't have time to live in denial anymore. There is a new world order. There is a European Union. There is an American Union. They are bankrupting the dollar. The police have been militarized. They are spying on you without warrants. This is the Telecommunications Act of 1996, Part 2. The Telecommunications Act of 96 openly stated that they would give $5 billion, then it became $9 billion. That's how the cost overruns. By federal law, that all telecommunications hubs, internet, phone, cell phone, fax, satellite, have whole floors that everything is run through, that the NSA runs and has its own personnel in. As I always said before it came out in the news a year ago, in my films, on record, I said the phone companies aren't wiretapped. The phone companies are the wiretap. I'll just cover cybersecurity now and then get it to your calls. I kind of hesitate to even get into it because there's so many. You know what? No. At about 40 after, I'm going to get into cybersecurity. I want to take calls now. I need to go over my notes and make sure I present it all. Now I'm going to repeat some of what I've said. The issue here is that on record, they openly wiretapped everything in 96. And so you notice that if you go back to the articles in the first few weeks for 9/11, they said, oh, the NSA got all the chatter and all the intercepts of this terror attack that was about to happen, but were ordered to stand down. And the NSA and CIA and FBI people that tried to do their job, they either got killed or were reprimanded, and those that blocked them and ordered them to stand down got record cash bonuses. We cover that in 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, the first 9/11 film and still one of the seminal 9/11 films. The proof's in the pudding. We know what we're talking about. So then they said, oh, we just started spying on you after 9/11 to stop Al-Qaeda. We don't listen to U.S. citizens without warrants. And then the NSA employees go public and say, we listen to Americans' phone sex. We listen for business reasons. We listen to everything you do. Of course they do. And then Obama gets up and says, I'm not listening to your phone calls and emails. We're not. Oh, no. We just need to protect you from the Russians and the Chinese. That has nothing to do with it, ladies and gentlemen. The Russians and the Chinese certainly are trying to learn, figure out the systems over here. The globalists built and designed the systems they use over there and are in all their systems. All the big IT experts outside of government say this cybersecurity thing will make identity theft even worse. They know that. That's how they're going to push for the chip. They know the cashless society causes all the theft. They know big banks releasing blocks of data causes over 90% of credit card theft. They know they cause the crisis and offer the solution. Then their solution makes things worse. They offer the next solution. And so, yes, they can shut down the free internet in China. They can shut it down in Australia, as the government has announced. They're not even putting a spin on it in Australia, and now they're shutting it up here. The companies based here are the ones that set it up in China. We'll be right back.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Okay, Rick in California disagrees, so he goes ahead of the line. Rick, go ahead.
Oh,
First, I'd like to say I'm one of your biggest fans. I had your back up in Denver carrying the camera when you were going at it with Michelle Malkin, and I was there when you pointed out the obelisk to the other person with me around the square there. But we had a disagreement in the past, and it's taken me 90 days how to get to the bottom of this disagreement. And what I would like to do is go off air, talk to Aaron or somebody, and tell him how to nail this witness who was used to perpetrate a big lie on 9/11 in an area of 9/11 that was very shrouded in mystery, and how to nail him in this lie. And I don't want to talk about it on the air because I want you guys to have the scoop on it.
Okay, well, Aaron is at lunch.
Is there somebody else I can give the info to?
Sure. Give it to John Harmon right now. Anything else, sir?
That's it.
Okay, well, I don't know what we disagree about, but thank you. I appreciate it. John, will you get the info from him? I'm not whining, though. People get mad that I don't follow this lead or that lead. I'm completely overwhelmed to the point of where I'm almost spinning my wheels half the time if I try to do too much. I need to just focus in on key points, filmmaking, doing the radio show, covering the news. But I do love all the tips we get. Let's go to Alex in Texas. Yeah, Alex in Texas is next. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
All right, I had a question to ask you. I was been doing some investigating for a while, you know, about the globalist agenda, and I want to know what exactly is Project Bluebeam.
Project Bluebeam, and parts of it have been declassified, and it's been reported on by a lot of people that have defected from the New World Order to stage a second coming of Christ, of Buddha, of Muhammad, or of space aliens, and this has been in the mainstream news. Part of its giant hologram machines that can project, you know, 1,000-foot-tall flying saucer or Jesus or whatever they want. And the Pentagon's looked at that to disorient or, you know, make a military stand down or a domestic population stand down. And Project Bluebeam is very, very real.
Very, very real, you say. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And along those same lines, Alex, talk about Project Bluebeam. Larry King on CNN and others, we've played the clips here on air. They'll say, tonight, giant cigar-shaped flying saucers over Utah and Arizona. And then they show the video, and it's up close, you know, shot with a telephoto video lens, of a blimp. It's got the propellers. It's got the four rudders on the back. It's got the surveillance blisters on it, the equipment. We've got the MSNBC articles where Homeland Security launched these in the last decade. They fly around at 100,000 feet. But see, the media, though, talk about conspiracy theorists. They won't say what it is because that's national security. They'll say it may be an alien when any moron with a telescope can look at it and say that's a blimp. These are unmanned robotic blimps, but and then the public says there's no such thing as a robotic aircraft. I mean, I still get that. I mean, the public is really behind the eight ball here, but it's a religion of denial. It's a religion of living in their turtle shells. And so there's Project Bluebeam right there. But you know, that goes back to the 40s when people would see a supersonic jet and or they'd see a V-shaped bomber and they'd tell them, oh, we didn't, that wasn't an Air Force aircraft. You must have seen an alien. Yeah, I saw an alien. And then we are the conspiracy theorists because we're saying most of this isn't space aliens. Let's go ahead and talk to Robert in Texas. Robert, you're on the air.
Am I on?
Yes, sir.
Well, it's nice to talk to the legendary Alex Jones.
Oh, please.
Again.
Come on, man.
Okay, let me do a couple of things real quick. I wanted to plug my channel real quick, if that's okay. I am carrying Alex Jones content on there since they banned your channel. I know you got it back on there, but it is Funkmaster 5 on YouTube, just in case anybody wants to check it out. And another thing I was going to ask is, do you know the Dionysus connection with the Bohemian Grove and the song that they chose?
Well, number one, the Bohemian Grove was set up in 1873, and they've had a ton of secret publications, a lot of which have been sold by their widows or children. You can get thousands a piece for them. So, no, I constantly, I'm not saying you're doing this, I constantly, though, get calls going, you didn't cover this ritual they do, or you didn't cover this statue or that statue. The place is 2,700 acres. They've published thousands of things, so I don't know about it. But tell me when we get back what you're discussing and where I can find out more. Enlighten us on the other side. I'm going to take a few more calls after that. Then I'm going to break down the cybersecurity takeover. This is big, really important. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on Infowars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today. Many human illnesses can be attributed to the fact that soil in the United States no longer provides plants with the mineral elements which are essential to human nourishment. Studies have shown that a majority of Americans are seriously deficient in basic minerals. Deficiency in any one or more important minerals actually results in disease. Go to AmericanSuperfoods.com today and see the wide range of foods available that were designed to help your mind and body work the way they were intended to. You can also visit the AmericanSuperfoods.com link on Infowars.com to see some of the amazing products available. Colloidal gold, marine photoplankton, maca, goji berries, raw chocolate cacao, nibs, noni, immune detox, and more. Folks, you gotta check these out. These foods promote nutritional excellence, health and well-being, beauty enhancement, and sustainable rainforest agriculture. Go to AmericanSuperfoods.com. Again, the website is AmericanSuperfoods.com. For American tax settlement, we have received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement. For all Alex Jones listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss, another flashing chance at bliss, another kiss, another kiss.
Okay, we were talking to Robert in Texas still. Okay, make your point about Bohemian Grove.
Okay, the opening song that they choose for the cremation of care is entitled Beethoven Symphony Number 7. Now, an alternate title for that is Under the Sign of Dionysus. Dionysus is the Greek god, which actually predates Greece, which represents a couple things. Fertility, for one, which is tied in with sacrifices, and another one is casting aside oneself and worries to become drunk and promiscuous, without, you know, caring about any of the consequences. And that is directly tied and it is the inspiration behind that song that they chose. It just shows, you know, that they do everything for a reason.
Yes, there's you crafty. Refresh my memory. Yes, I am aware of that. I thought you were talking about some publication or something, and they've got so many I can't keep track of it all. And they've also got a giant Buddha in there. They do rituals, too. They've got some Catholic statue in there. I mean, I was in there 4.5 hours, and only part of that while it was daylight, probably about 2 hours of daylight. And I was walking by the camps, and its name's like Lost Boys, Dragon. It's all occultic and skulls, big signs with skulls on them, and Lafitte the Pirate, and just the whole thing is occult. But that entire ritual, they first address the owl as a female deity, then as a male deity. They say, let the spirits of those past Grove members now be conjured and be here. And, you know, we've had a lot of different mainline professors who study ancient religions look at it, and they say it's a mixture of a whole bunch of different Babylonian, Greek, you name it. And, you know, the owl was Lilith. The owl was also another Greek goddess, but they also address it in some of their literature as Moloch, who was a bull. Yes, we know that Moloch was a bull, not an owl. The point is they go through an hour and a half ritual addressing it as different gods, really. And that's the point I try to make in the Order of Death film. It's a DVD combo. It has the updated, expanded, original Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove in the 46-minute film Order of Death with the re-infiltration of Chris Jones, who's now in prison. They set him up for going in there. Some of the protests and things that happened there that Ed Homan shot video of, where the people protesting it are doing a ritual. I mean, it's just all ritual, all religion, and the media tries to deny that and say, oh, they're just having a play. I was in that crowd. They were taking it deadly, deadly serious. And then they also, when they talk about care, there are several boxes in the book of Faust, you know, the supposed Dark Ages German who conjures the devil. And Faust really existed. You know, the question is it, you know, kind of like Robin Hood existed, but all this lore gets added to it. And the Dr. Faust makes a deal with the devil. And they put care in a box, and that's the thing that the devil's always trying to seal up is Dr. Faust's conscience. So it has Faustian stuff mixed in. It's just from one end to the other. It is occultic, all about getting rid of your cares, getting rid of your conscience, and kind of like a voodoo ritual as well. They know they've got all this bad karma, all this bad hoodoo coming at them, all this bad reap what you sow, all this bad stuff coming back on them. So they put it on the effigy of the child that they burn to the owl, to the bull, and then they put out different literature showing it being a demon, a horned devil, an owl, a bull, stomping on a bloody child. You know, we've gotten some of their internal literature. So this idol is like a super idol. It's a Babylon mystery school whore. But they generally, two-thirds of the time, they address it as a female. So it is a goddess. And I appreciate your call. Thank you so much, Robert. John in Florida. John, you're on the air.
Hey, yep. Listen, man, you're the man. That's like what they say, you know.
Please, folks, I've got to start a dittos thing or something. You're the man. Yep. And I'm just doing my job, and I'm another example of what you can do if you take action. All of you can take action as well. Go ahead.
All right, well, like I grew up in one of the three counties in West Virginia, and this guy wrote the book, Bloodletting in the Cold Fields. It's about the mind wars. And it just shows you say the New World Order now was the conquistadors or whatever, and then, back in 1914, it was another Pinkerton army came in there, actually came into those three counties with a 100,000-man army. And they confiscated 1 million rounds and 100,000 guns. They had machine guns. And they actually had a war there where the book let out that there was more shots went off in those three counties than in the Spanish-American War. And, that just shows you when they get motivated, when they really want something, they're going to go after it. I mean, that was a little bit long ago, maybe 1914 or whatever.
And who was involved in that? The Rockefeller family and the Hearst family that owns Poplar Mechanics that attacks and demonizes patriots today?
Well, you know who the governor, it was started about in the 70s and the 80s. The governor finally came down there, and they said Jay Rockefeller spent it all. He spent $12 million just trying to get elected governor of West Virginia.
Well, he's senator now.
That's a people, though, that stood up. They didn't stand down.
Absolutely. God bless you. You know, that's a great example. After World War II, there was a famous town in Tennessee. We should do a whole show on this. And they came back home, and the cops were taking their property and pulling them over and writing them tickets and raising their taxes and bossing them around and setting up checkpoints, and the governor wouldn't kick them out, so the World War II vets went in there and kicked the police out and had a big shootout with them. And the feds had to back off and say they did the right thing. Pinkerton Security, along with other private groups in Michigan and West Virginia and Colorado, in New York and New Jersey, all over the country, from the 1860s right through into the 30s. I mean, there are hundreds of cases where they would, with machine gun, whole crowds down. They would come into mining camps in Colorado where the people own the land, and they would kill every man, woman, and child. I mean, they'd ride three-year-olds down on horseback. They did it all. And that's what Blackwater is. That's what private mercenary armies are. I mean, the British landed in one landing 17,000 German soldiers in 1776 up against Washington's 5,000. 17,000 Germans alone. And it's the same thing. It was the German king, George III, called on his cousins over in Germany. He was German, to bring them over, and they did. Now, the Hessians real fast said, these people got a better deal than I got. They were brought up as slaves. They were brought up, but not chained as slaves, under mind control, under cultural mind control, that they worked as slaves, as farmers, but that they had to go to these military academies, and that they were property. White slaves. In one landing, there were over 50,000 Hessians conservatively used in the war here by the British. They used 17,000 in their attempt to take New York. 17,000 Hessians. And yes, they are. That's all the police are now. And when you hear about NORTHCOM, they just plan on using regular army and regular Marines and militarized paramilitary local police against the American people. They've openly announced it. They're openly setting the precedents right now to use them against us. Now, the good news is every time they tried to use Pinkerton and other private security firms and government organizations, and they use the army against the bonus marchers, every time they do that, it blows up in their face and they've got to end up backing off. Yeah, you can mow us down. Yeah, you can commit more Wacos, and you can make movies about it and try to legitimize it. It still wakes people up, and in the end, you lose. And Pinkerton were thugs then. They're thugs now. Cold-blooded, murdering thugs. That's the same thing that Blackwater Worldwide's doing all over the planet right now. They work for the people that are bringing down this country. That's why there's 200,000 contractors for the 150,000 U.S. troops in Iraq. And, you know, I got more emails saying, what's this in the Obama deception? You say over 1 million dead Iraqis. Well, in 2005, the Lancet Journal said 450,000 dead. In 2006, it said 600,000+ dead. In 2007, it said 800,000+ dead. In 2008, it said over 1 million dead. You can just Google Lancet survey, Iraq dead. But I get these emails going, well, our news only says 100,000 dead Iraqis. And our news only says 4,600 dead U.S. troops. Well, our media also tells us that having the NSA spy on every one of us without warrants is constitutional. Look, this is tyranny, plain and simple. Okay, I said I'm going to cover cybersecurity news. This is big news. Then I'm going to go to John and Ingrid and Jeff and CJ and Steve and others. But I tell you, I may get rid of this 5-6 year rule I've had of people that disagree. More like a 10-year rule, the more I think about it. Go to the head of the line, because they usually just use it as a trick. They usually just use it as a trick get on air first. And I always find callers that disagree are more interesting just because they're usually so out of left field if they actually disagree. So we'll see if Jeff does coming up. He just walked in. Rob Dew just walked in and gave me this story. Military recruiter killed in Arkansas shooting. One Army recruiter was killed, Bunny, and a second was wounded in a shooting at a recruiting office. And a suspect was arrested, police said. Police Lieutenant Terry Hastings said the recruiter was shot when a man in a black SUV opened fire on the office in Little Rock about 10:30 a.m. The vehicle was stopped at the interstate 6:30 a short time later, and the suspect was taken into custody. Hastings said the suspect pulled over and surrendered without incident. Police said they found an assault rifle in the vehicle. Hastings said he did not know whether the recruiting office was specifically targeted or was randomly chosen. Hastings said shortly after noon, the investigators had not yet questioned the suspect, and the police were still processing evidence from the crime scene. As a precaution, police also called a bomb squad because they said there were packages in the SUV. Hastings said a robot would open the packages. Authorities did not immediately identify either of the victims of the suspect. You know, I remember 5 years ago, we started getting the reports out of Houston and Denver and other big cities where they'd go in and tell 16-year-olds, you sign this contract, agreeing to join the military, or we're going to have you arrested. And then the media denied that was the case. They said, oh, no, the police aren't, the military aren't doing that. And then it came out that it was recorded them doing it. And then I said, you watch, they will promote these sergeants that are doing this. And sure enough, they've promoted them everywhere. And then now the feds get to go in and recruit and threaten and push in every public school in the country, kids as young as 5 years of age. And a bunch of U.S. cities are saying, you're not going to do that in our public schools, taking local control over. I mean, are these local schools or not? And Obama's pushing to make that illegal. So I wonder if this is tied into that. Or I wonder if it's a drug deal gone bad, or you never know, government's so corrupt. Or you never know if one of the guys at the recruiting station had, gone out with the guy that shot him's wife. I mean, we're just speculating. But you better believe, in this case, they're going through the guy's computer right now, hoping he visited my website. In fact, that's in my stack. I'll get to it in the last hour. There was the case over the weekend in Kansas of an individual going to a local church where a famous abortionist was a deacon and shooting him once, killing him. Then the guy left and the police were waiting on the highway by his house and arrested him without incident. They're now pointing out that it's a militia member. Former militia member arrested back in, I believe it says, 96. You better believe the first thing the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center are doing is going to the thousands of sites that guy's visited. That if he visited Infowars.com and I'm on the radio in Kansas City, the first thing they're going to do is hang that around my head. Because they're scared of this show, folks, because we're telling it like it is. They want to set a precedent to shut me down. Now, that said, remember John Brown, who in Kansas, they've got no fewer than 14 statues? I looked it up this morning at the State House, you name it. John Brown, the abolitionist, killed a whole bunch of people, slave owners. He massacred 9 in Kansas, 9 slave owners, killed them dead in a hammer, shot them through, then led an army of white abolitionists and blacks on an armory in another state, killed a bunch of people. And the state honors him for assaulting the military and police and killing them. And they got statues for him all over Kansas. Now, I'm not defending John Brown. Abraham Lincoln, you know, said that he was a misguided soul. But you got to ask why state houses and why county seats all over the country and why black community centers all over the country have statues to John Brown, who went around killing white slave owners. Now, are those blacks human beings? Yes, they are. Are those babies human beings? See, this is the warped situation. If we win and defeat the New World Order and stop the killing, 50-plus million babies, is that enough? Will there be statues to this guy? I'm only asking the question. I don't think people should go around killing abortionists because it'll make them into victims, and that's the only way they're going to be able to continue peddling their trade. I'm believing what Gandhi said and put out, and you point out they're a bunch of eugenicists, that it was passed, that Hitler started abortions in Germany, that the eugenicists over here pushed it, then we can defeat it that way. But then you got to say John Brown's bad too.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Due to recent events related to the H1N1 virus, the Center for Disease Control has issued a public health emergency across the United States.
What can you do to prepare yourself from potential airborne threats?
Using patented technology developed for NASA, ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers sanitize and protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, salmonella, contaminants from chemtrails, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces.
With no filters to replace ever, you save money.
Prepare yourself today. Truthful answers to your questions and concerns can be found at ZeroFlu.com. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 1-888-766-6066. 1-888-766-6066. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
We're going to go live at PrisonPlanet.tv in 6 minutes when we start the third and fourth hours. Governor Jesse Ventura joining us partway into the next hour. For an hour, and we'll be taking your phone calls. Look, there's going to be confrontation. Our way of life's being destroyed. Classical tyranny's being set up with a high-tech overlay and integration. And the establishment knows the people are going to fight back, despite all the drugs and the food and water, despite the entertainment, despite the fact that they're hypnotized. Large portions of the public are going to resist. And so they're putting in a highly organized and focused control grid to oppress you and control you. I did want to point out to listeners that we're going to have a monthly DVD arsenal of the best 2 hours of the last month of the live TV show and some other little extras and things, like our visit to the tent cities in Northern California and Southern California. And the first month of the DVD arsenal is David Icke, Joe Rogan, Alan Watt, Gerald Celente, and Austin Police Chief Art Acevedo. These are really well done, $14.95. Available at Infowars.com. It starts shipping out on Wednesday, the Reflections and Warnings, that last interview with Aaron Russo. It's got about 10 extra minutes of the interview we never released. And then I update things with the latest info dealing with the New World Order. It's a great little presentation. We're going to start putting out more and more, not just official films, but also little DVD releases for folks that are always asking for more from us. And these are great tools to wake people up. So you can order both the DVD arsenal and the Aaron Russo film at Infowars.com. It ships out on DVD starting, I'll go ahead and start shipping out tomorrow, a day early. You can also see it up at PrisonPlanet.tv right now. Folks can, who are PrisonPlanet.tv members, can see the Aaron Russo piece, Reflections and Warnings. I want to thank all the PrisonPlanet.tv members. One other thing I want to do is thank some of the sponsors that make this radio show possible. One of them is eFoods Direct. You know, we don't have to remind you that you need food to survive. Our biggest sponsor, eFoods Direct, is the longest continually operating storable foods company in the nation. They also happen to be true patriots and have supported the freedom movement for years and years. They have the highest quality food, non-GMO, non-hybrid, at the best prices, no MSG, no fillers. With the looming food shortages in the current economy, it's important, it's imperative that you make sure that you and your family are prepared with non-GMO, good, clean, storable foods. Give them a call at 1-800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at foodsdirect.com or 1-800-409-5633. One of the other sponsors I wanted to tell the listeners about is Ecola Blue, an atmospheric water generator for your home. Pays for itself in 1 year if you buy your water from the store. It's pure, clean water without the fluoride and limited water from the humidity in the air. No well, no tap, no nothing, just out of the air. Know exactly what you're drinking. The machine produces up to 7.5 gallons per day. The generated water is passed through 7 filters, including reverse osmosis and carbon. Simple to use, no chemicals, pollutants, or toxins. Neutral pH, your own source of clean drinking water. How the filtering process works, the water is passed through an active carbon filter, then a silver impregnated carbon filter, then a reverse osmosis system, then a taste and odor removal filter, and is stored in a tank illuminated by antibacterial, antifungal UV light. EcolaBlue.com or 800-691-6043. Okay. I know we got loaded phone lines here, and I got Jesse Ventura coming up in about 20 minutes. And I said I'd get into the cybersecurity thing and all this other GM going bankrupt and all of it. We'll come back. We'll come back in 70 seconds and decide what to do now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. InnerHealth Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called InnerFood. My wife just loves the stuff. And now the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded InnerFood his Editor's Choice Award.
or best superfood of 2009. Inner Food is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe. They're great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boost the immune system. A truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on Infowars.com for special pricing.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Simulcasting the second half of the four-hour radio show from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. every day. From 1 to 3 Central Standard Time today, we're simulcasting at prisonplanet.tv. And the guys are trying to make me laugh through the glass. Bring that in here. Jesse Ventura scheduled to come up later in the hour. We had him on a few weeks ago, but we got him for a full hour. Thank you very much for bringing this up to me during the five-minute segment when I have all this serious news to cover. What on earth is a $8 Jesse Ventura doll doing in here? Governor of Minnesota, Navy SEAL, mayor, volunteer football coach. He also did national commentating for national football. You know that? He did that? This is just utterly ridiculous. Where did this come from? Why do we have this? This is just who sent it? A fan. Okay. Oh my God. This is so ridiculous. Oh my goodness. We could open it up here. Here, hold on. A little kid with a. All right. I got really serious news to cover, folks. Oh my God. And I'd love to have fun around here, but I'm not going to be mentioning that when Ventura's on with us. Okay, let's stop right there. Let's get serious. There's a lot of denial going on about the nature of the Internet and the direction it's going in. Internet 2, a consortium of private industry, universities, and government, has openly announced at Internet 2 conferences across the world, in Austin, Texas, in Tokyo, Japan, in London, England. You can go read the minutes of their meetings. They have big conventions. And they always announce, their slogan is, the Internet is dead. And they say they're not going to upgrade the old hubs. They're going to have, under the name of cybersecurity, the feds come in and take over all the telecommunications switching hubs, the peer-to-peer, and that they're going to end the Internet as you know it in the next decade. And that's going back 5-6 years ago. So we're now into the time period when these big changes, they say, are going to take place. And we've written detailed articles about how they're killing the Internet that have been picked up by the San Francisco Chronicle and other major publications. So our opinion has been seconded by major publications. I mean, we're not just shooting our mouths off here. We've done the research, and we're giving people the big picture. You know, there's other people in denial about all of this that are posting in this story that's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and they're saying in this article, oh, Alex, don't fearmonger. The government couldn't shut the Internet down if they wanted to. Well, there's a problem with that. Here's Mother Jones. Should Obama control the Internet? And it says Obama wants the power to shut the Internet down to save it, to protect it. That's the whole spin. But the head of cybersecurity, put in for months by Obama, met with the Pentagon, and he came out and said, I'm quitting. This is undemocratic. The Pentagon's taking over the Internet and is going to surveil everybody. In fact, Google that for folks that are watching us live on TV right now. Google head of cybersecurity quits. Show them an AP headline. He quit saying they're taking over 3 months ago. So people say there'd be a whistleblower if they were doing this. There is. The head of it quit. Here's another one out of Info Science Institute. Obama could shut off the Internet to the entire U.S. if he wanted. Should President Obama have the power to shut down domestic Internet traffic during a state of emergency? Senators Jay Rockefeller, Olympia Sono think so. And then it's got their testimony. That's Mother Jones. Stop being in denial. The goal of Internet 2 is to shut it down.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solution from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633, or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today or visit the link on InfoWars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
Your network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are live. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm going over, for stations that just tuned in and listeners that just tuned in, I'm going over this article that is so important. It's up on prisonplanet.com, and it's also on infowars.com, and it's titled Cybersecurity is Framework for Total Government Regulation and Control of Our Lives. And I want to start this analysis here by pointing out people are in denial about this. There are people commenting on the story saying, we're fear-mongering. This is not the beginning of the end of the Internet. Well, I just covered in the last segment, Mother Jones headline, Should Obama Control the Internet? And the headline is, Should President Obama have the power to shut down domestic Internet traffic during a state of emergency? Senators John Rockefeller, Democrat West Virginia, and Olympia Snowe, Republican Maine, think so. On Wednesday, they introduced a bill to establish the Office of National Cybersecurity Advisor, an arm of the executive branch that would have vast power to monitor and control Internet traffic to protect against threats of critical cyber infrastructure. The broad power is rattling some civil libertarians. And then you can go read the bill. You see, when Level 2 and Cogent, just two medium-sized peer-to-peer Internet providers, had a fight with each other 4 or 5 years ago, about a third of the web was inaccessible. Well, by design, under federal law, they want to put snooping hubs and federal machinery, federal pieces of equipment, in even smaller ISPs where the entire web can be turned on, shut down, parts of it turned on, shut down, anytime the establishment wants to. And that is on record. So this is what they're doing. And after Jesse Ventura leaves us later, I'm going to properly go through all of this because I just can't do it in the time we have. But at the end of the show, the last 30 minutes, I'm going to devote it exclusively, the more I think about it, to just breaking down the whole history of this, how the grid works and what's happening. But I told you GM was going to go bankrupt 2.5 years ago by design and that they would use the bailout money to ship it to China and Brazil. We're on record. We told you that, you know, they were going to stage a 9/11 attack on the World Trade Towers and blame it on bin Laden months before it happened. You know, we tell you all of this stuff. We know the enemy's game plan. We know what they're doing. And it's as clear as the nose on my face. Right now, let's go ahead and go to Jeff in Hawaii, who says he disagrees. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hello.
Yes, Jeff.
Yes. I really do disagree, but I do think you should change your rule. You know, because you do get a lot of callers who just say they're going to disagree, and then they get put front, right? And then they pump some show or some Internet space or whatever. So I find you extremely difficult to believe most of what you say at this point. This bird flu thing, you blew completely out of proportion. You said you were losing touch with your ability to think a couple of weeks ago. I think you should admit you're a right-winger for one and quit saying you're trying to break the left-right paradigm. Hello?
I'm listening to you.
Okay. And this guy called in Friday to your show. Jason was the host, but Jason was real trite with the guy. The guy was going to disagree, and he was going to say that you guys are picking on Obama a whole lot more than Bush, which I totally agree with that. And I want to back that guy up, but Jason wouldn't... really wouldn't listen to the guy. He just got really trite, really smart-alecky with him. And the guy ended up just kind of hanging up during the break and never got any points out. But I would say that we're being bombarded with Obama being the tip of the spear. Bush wasn't the tip of the spear. He was kind of like a good old boy who you kind of liked underneath. You know, you're kind of like him. I want to say that mining gold causes mercury poisoning. Are you familiar with this?
I know that. There's a lot of mining that has bad byproducts.
The two deepest mines in the world, gold mines, are in South Africa. In 86, there was like 177 blacks fried in a gold mine in South Africa. And
sir, I appreciate your call. Sir, listen, I gave you about 2 minutes to run on there and say I'm a right winger. I'm not a right winger or a left winger. If you think I'm right-wing because I'm pro-Second Amendment and pro-national sovereignty and because I'm against high taxes and regulations and control so that politicians can feather the nest of themselves and big corporations and special interests, then, yes, I'm a right-winger. I don't believe in this whole left-right thing. And I got somebody on the line with us for the next hour to take calls and cover the news and talk about his view on the world. We really appreciate movie star, former top professional wrestler, a little league volunteer coach, I guess, a Navy SEAL.
Football coach.
A football coach. And you also called national football, too, didn't you?
Yeah, I worked 2 years for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers with Gene Deckeroff on the radio, and then 1 year with the Minnesota Vikings.
All right. Well, Governor Ventura, it's good to have you back with us. I appreciate you spending time with us. What is most important on your mind right now happening in the world? What is angering Jesse Ventura, and what is exciting Jesse Ventura? What's negative and what's positive?
Well, Jesse's never angry, Alex. You know that. I'm just enthusiastic. That's all. I don't get mad. I get even. No, I guess what perturbs me is the feeling that I guess I'm not mainstream anymore by what some of the things that I believe. And when I talk to people and do the press junket on the book tour, I find so often that people are just poo-pooing this torture issue. They're making it seem like, well, these people deserve to be tortured if anyone on the planet does, and therefore it's okay to do it. And I'm appalled over that, because we have to be a country that goes by the rule of law, even when the rule of law is inconvenient or not maybe in our favor. We still, otherwise, what do we stand for, Alex, if we just do it when it works for us? And I just am really pushed today as to why I have to defend my country from torturing people. I never believed I'd have to do that.
Well, I agree with you. I mean, it's fundamental that the Nazis and the Soviets and the rest of them tortured people, and so they were the bad guys. The North Vietnamese tortured people, so they were the bad guys. And Pol Pot did it, so they were the bad guys. Now they have the nerve to make Jack Bauer the hero on TV, and he tortures people to get answers. And then now we've got big Republicans coming out on Fox News. We have the clip saying, go ahead and just kill everybody at Guantanamo Bay without a trial. And then we have this Army colonel coming out saying in the New York Post and USA Today, Ralph Peters, saying kill U.S. media in future wars that criticize the government. Have you heard of this?
No, I haven't. You know, I'm not as well read on the topics always as you are, Alex. Many of the stuff I hear from you for the first time. You know, people need to understand the large picture here, that there's an old saying that one of my best friends that I grew up with, his father, he passed away a couple years ago in his 90s, who was a good friend of my father. We were young boys together, and our fathers actually grew up together. And he used to always make the saying that you never let the camel get its nose under the tent. And, of course, what he meant by that is if a camel gets his nose under the tent, rest assured eventually the whole body is going to get in the tent. It's inevitable.
Give him an inch, they'll take you a mile.
Exactly. The same philosophy. And so when we take an attitude on this torturing that, well, it's okay under certain instances, well, get ready, because we're not going to end it there. It's man's natural aggression and power that it's going to expand, and pretty soon, you know, when people, like I had someone defend it by saying that, well, our Constitution says that it only protects American citizens, so if you're not an American citizen, you're not protected by our Constitution. Well, to that I say hogwash, because that would be the equivalent then if a tourist came to America and was arrested for something, that we could take that tourist in and waterboard them.
Exactly.
To find out what they know.
Well, the Declaration of Independence states that all men are created equal, and that this was a document for the whole world, and that it was only pointing out basic rights that were already there. Plus, the military admits the intelligence they get from torturers, A, no good, and B, how are we going to say other countries are bad when they torture our people?
Yeah, exactly. And I'm left today, Alex, hanging my head, feeling now, how do I defend America when I'm abroad? Because, you know, I live in a foreign country half the year now. How can I defend America when we've tortured people now? And it's not just Guantanamo. We tortured them in Iraq. And think of this for a moment. We're the invaders. We invaded Iraq. And then we torture people after we invade? I will never, I will never forgive George Bush and Dick Cheney for what they've done to my country.
Well, I mean, I certainly share those views, Governor Ventura.
Well, you asked me what the negatives were. There you got it. Now, you want the positives?
Yes, we're about to break, but I do want to hear the positives when we get back because I really do want to get your perspective on things and talk about your book, Don't Start the Revolution Without Me, now in paperback. I was reading that's doing quite well.
Yeah, it's doing very good. I'm very happy with it and look forward to it being out there.
Absolutely. Former Minnesota governor, best-selling author many times over, Jesse Ventura, and, of course, you all know him from The Running Man and Predator and many other great films. Two of my favorite films there with Ventura going, I've been killing guys for years on all this crap. We'll be right back. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right, gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
the next segment, I'm going to open the phones up for Jesse Ventura at 1-800-259-9231 because listeners can always bring up questions and angles and ideas that I would have never thought to ask a great guest like Mr. Ventura, former governor of Minnesota, new book out in paperback, Don't Start a Revolution Without Me. But Jesse, what's positive that you see in the world going on right now?
I see us communicating. And I give kudos to President Obama for that. Because we should always talk with anyone before going to war with them. You know, people don't realize that war should be the last option. War is the result of failed diplomacy. It's a result of failed politics. And it should be always left as the last resort. And it seems we've gotten into a mode now that it's become the first resort. And I'm not saying we shouldn't defend ourselves. Of course we should. But we should always be available to talk and communicate. I love the fact that there's a realm of communication going on now as rough as it is between Washington and Cuba. If you didn't hear, Alex, I came out and said that I would love to be named the ambassador to Cuba, the first one, if we get to the point where we can get to that level of communication. I've been to Cuba. It's a beautiful place. And we boycott it, we embargo it, and all we're doing is hurting the Cuban people. You know, we're sitting here waiting for Castro to be overthrown by his country. It's not going to happen. I got news for you. Castro's going to die an old man. And we're wasting all this time. Let me put it into connotation like this, Alex. That policy in Cuba, it's like a football game. You come in with a game plan. If you get to the fourth quarter and you haven't scored yet, don't you think it's time you reevaluate your game plan?
Absolutely. It's been almost 50 years since the embargo, hasn't it?
Yes, and it's ridiculous. I was down there. Cuban people have to import milk from New Zealand. Now, we got milk right here in Minnesota. We could send right down the river to them in the Mississippi and right across the Gulf. It's a win-win situation. Why do they stand in the way of a win-win situation?
Well, I'm no fan of the corrupt government they had before, Fidel, but it certainly was very corrupt after. The issue is, and most sociologists and historians agree, the embargo helped Fidel Castro. If we had all been friends and nice and opened it up and kept all the hotels and casinos there, he would have gotten thrown out very quickly. The fact that the West was antagonistic allowed the Soviets to fill that vacuum and allowed things to deteriorate to the point they are now.
Well, and the point of the matter is, the Cuban people, I've met them, they're a very proud people, and they're not going to be dictated to by us. If they want Castro gone, they will do it, and they don't need us prompting them to do it or us to do the other, all the stuff behind the scenes. People need to realize, way back in the 60s, we were practicing terrorism on Cuba. We were blowing up ships in their bay. We were attempting to assassinate their leaders. We were doing all these acts of terrorism, but we fail. You know, one of the things that irks me, I sit outside the country and watch the U.S. now, and Alex, our ego is unbelievable. We can never admit we're wrong, and it's like our way or the highway. And I just don't think in the world today you can live that way.
Well, I agree with you, Jesse Ventura. My issue, as we get ready to go to break here in a few minutes, I want to go ahead and start asking this question now. When you were down here in Austin back in October, you made the point that Obama was already fudging, that Obama was already going back from saying day one I bring in the troops to 16 months, 21 months, now 50,000 indefinitely. And I know as bad as Bush and Cheney were, you want to give him benefit of the doubt. But what I'm seeing is slick deception. He says he wants detente with Iran, but increases covert operations. And I have that mainstream news today. He says, you know, oh, I want to talk to other countries, but actually continues the encircling of Russia and other nations. And he's moving ahead with his cyber bullying bill that if somebody says that you hurt their feelings, that then you get a federal felony for what you say.
I'm computer illiterate, so that you're going off into places into Star Trek for me, Alex.
No, I understand that, Governor, but the point is that I'm telling you, Barack Obama, going with your earlier instincts of saying he's already fudging, I'm telling you, this guy says one thing and does another.
Well, let's remember something. He's still just a Democrat. Always remember that. And there are them and the Republicans. They control the whole game. And they don't allow anyone else into the game. And so bear that in mind as to, you know, if, like on the whole torture issue, the reason they want to move on is because they're both caught. And so even if the Democrats didn't order the torture, they knew it was going on and they condoned it, which is just as bad.
Yeah, let's finish
up. That's why they want to move on. I know you got to go to break. I hear the music.
Yeah, let's finish up with torture when we come back, then take phone calls, get into a host of other issues with Governor Jesse Ventura.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Many human illnesses can be attributed to the fact that soil in the United States no longer provides plants with the mineral elements which are essential to human nourishment. Studies have shown that a majority of Americans are seriously deficient in basic minerals. Deficiency in any one or more important minerals actually results in disease. Go to AmericanSuperfoods.com today and see the wide range of foods available that were designed to help your mind and body work the way they were intended to. You can also visit the AmericanSuperfoods.com link on Infowars.com to see some of the amazing products available. Colloidal gold, marine photoplankton, maca, goji berries, raw chocolate cacao, nibs, noni, immune detox, and more. Folks, you gotta check these out. These foods promote nutritional excellence, health and well-being, beauty enhancement, and sustainable rainforest agriculture. Go to AmericanSuperfoods.com. Again, the website is AmericanSuperfoods.com.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. Inner Health Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called Inner Food. My wife just loves the stuff. And now the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded Inner Food his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. Inner Food is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boosts the immune system. A truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on Infowars.com for special pricing.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
Okay, Jesse Ventura is our guest. Got about 45 minutes left with him, and I want to go to your phone calls. I've got a million questions I want to ask, but I know you probably got better questions than I. I'm always amazed by how great the listeners' questions are. Governor, during the break, we were talking about torture again. Torture is on your mind. And in my film, the first 9/11 film that was put out back in 2002, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, I show the Washington Post headline where it says, "We're torturing their children. We're interrogating, putting pressure on people's children to make them answer questions." And then with Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and others, they admit they threatened his kids. And then now General Tagumbu's own Army report, U.S. Army, MSNBC headline. In fact, pull that up, folks. Army report, children raped. Cy Hirsch of New Yorker magazine. They've confirmed that they torture people's children in front of them. So, as you were saying, it's light years ahead of just Guantanamo Bay and insects and sleep deprivation and well, waterboarding.
You know, Alex, I would really, and I would do this on my own dime. I would go out, like they say, they won't release these photographs to the public. I would go out there and I will they let me go in and see them?
Well, I remember a week and a half ago you first broke down here on air that you would do that.
You know, I would love to go out there and to bring me to a room where these photographs are that none of us are being allowed to see because I think I'm qualified. I was a mayor. I was a governor. When I was in the Navy, I had a top secret security clearance. You know, so I think, you know, I'm 57 years old, going on 58. I think that I'm an adult. And I think that as a tax-paying citizen, that I should have the right to be able to walk in there, view these photographs that, you know, we can't put out because we don't want them splattered all over every newspaper in America to get the Muslim world that much more angry at us, which the bottom line, of course, is if we hadn't have behaved in this manner, we wouldn't have to worry about this, would we, Alex?
I was about to say, that's like saying we can't show the Nazi or Soviet atrocities because it might anger the world. We have to show this so that it doesn't continue to happen. But that's the whole issue is they have to be released because the neocons and others are still out there defending all of this, and Obama does doublespeak.
Well, let's start and chip away at it. Let's see if we can get me out there to see them. You trust me, don't you?
Yes, Jesse, I think you should.
Well, then let's go from that route and say, okay, since the general public, we should be able to send a couple representatives from the general public.
I agree. Let's send Ron Paul, too.
Well, send myself. Well, but Ron's still elected. Let's send two people who are not elected, a couple of people that are just regular citizens.
Well, I know this. Mancal
Miller.
Go
out there, take us into the room. I promise I won't throw up. I have a pretty strong stomach, if it's that bad. And, you know, let me go in and view these, and when I come out, I'll come on your show and anybody else's show and hold a press conference and state unequivocally, you know, is there a problem here?
Well, Mancow, a talk show host that we interview, is coming on tomorrow. He was waterboarded last week and lasted 6 seconds. They say the average person lasts 18 seconds. You've been waterboarded.
Yes. Oh, I laughed. I saw Mancow's thing on the internet. My wife brought it up. And I loved it. I mean, I didn't love it that he was waterboarded. I love the fact that he had the courage. He took the position that waterboarding was, you know, we should allow him to do it because it's saving lives and it does this and it does that, which is not true. Because any information you get from somebody being tortured is not, you know, good information. It's not sound. They're going to say whatever it is they have to say to stop the torture. And Mancow got waterboarded. He wasn't strapped down. They should have did it the way they did it to us. You were strapped down, your arms and legs, your head was put in where you couldn't move it, and generally somebody dropped a knee into your stomach so you couldn't get a breath of air. Then they start waterboarding you. Well, he was allowed to just lay there. They started to waterboard him. He could break it off any time he felt like it. He lasted 6 whole seconds. And it took him about 3 or 4 minutes to compose himself. And when he did, he said that it was 20 times worse than what he ever imagined it to be. And he definitely said it was torture.
Jesse, I've got the answer. If you want to get publicity on this torture, this would be huge. You need... And we could hire the crew, even come up to Minnesota and have the news there do it. Have you waterboarded to show people and challenge media people?
I've been waterboarded. I'm not getting waterboarded.
No, I know. Okay, then you can do the waterboarding.
I don't need it. I don't. If look at Alex, I went through BUDS, basic underwater demolition SEAL training. A friend of mine just emailed me who likewise went to a different SEER school than I did, and he said it was torture. He also went through BUDS. He was class 56. I was class 58. We served together overseas. If two guys who went through Navy SEAL training are telling you that it's torture, isn't that believable enough?
Well, everybody knows it's torture, but that's the issue of these control freaks. Like Karl Rove telling the news media years ago that he controls reality, that they are history's actors. They are saying here, no, it's not torture, and it's okay if we do it to non-citizens, but the Military Commissions Act and the Enemy Combatant Act states They can secretly strip a U.S. citizen of their rights and then do it to us. Remember, they swore the Patriot Act wouldn't be used against U.S. citizens, and now they admit that every state has used it thousands and thousands of times. But going back, Jesse, because I've got to get this question out to you. I'm saying you're angry about torture. I'm angry about it. You ought to challenge all these media people that have been promoting it as a good idea and not as torture. You ought to challenge them to go on national television and that you would waterboard them. That was the point. You
no,
can do it.
I would not waterboard them because I'm not a professional. What you need to do is get one of these SEER school instructors to do it.
Okay, what have I called Mancal? What have I called?
I've only been the recipient of it. I would not want.
Okay.
I would not want to be the one doing it because I'm not trained to do.
Okay, but you know, okay, then listen.
Wait, when they did it to all of us in SEER, there was a doctor right there. So don't, for them to say that this is not dangerous is a lie. Because how do you know what the person's heart condition is like? Are they giving them physicals before they do it to them?
I agree with you, but I mean, going further. Yeah,
like when I said that Dick Cheney, I could get him to confess to the Sharon Tate murders, I don't believe that anymore because I thought about it and realized Cheney's got that weak heart to begin with. He would never last it. I don't think it would kill him. And that's the point. Whether you when they're doing this to people, they haven't even charged them with a crime. And yet we're torturing them supposedly to get information from them. That's what the Nazis did. That's what, you know, and now we're doing it. Well, then again, we invade countries now, don't we?
But that's the point I'm trying to make is a challenge. You could MC it, fine, because I couldn't get the attention to be able to do this. What about having an event where you challenge all these media whores that have been on air, there's dozens of them, saying that it isn't torture, where you publicly go on the air on all these stations you're going on.
Well,
and then challenge them, and challenge them, and then have them come and get waterboarded. They'd all give up in 15, 20 seconds. They would all admit, yes, it's torture, and then you would have proven the point. We need
well,
to prove.
You know what? I'd rather do it with our head government officials who really can make the change. You know, doing it to media people like Hannity and people like that, all that's going to do is build their ratings and help for their nonsense positions. I would rather do it at a... I'd rather get in and see the photos, Alex, and be able to come out and report to the general people what I saw.
Well, let me tell you what the Army saw. And guys, pull it up on screen. Have you seen the Army report? It's almost gotten no attention. MSNBC, New Yorker Magazine, 3 years ago reported on it. The Army's own report admits they tortured children by design, including sodomizing them in front of their parents.
Well, I find that, you know, that's another charge that I would have to see to believe. I've got to see it.
I tell you
and
what,
if, if there's photographs of this, I'm old enough. I've seen enough in my life. I can take it. I won't lose sleep over it. Hopefully. And,
okay, here it is, Jesse. I mean, right now
I'm not doubting you, Alex. But again, I got to go. I want to go see this stuff.
I fully understand. I think it's a good idea. People should call Obama and tell him let you in there to see him. But Congress has been allowed to see this, and they said it included children being raped, but that it shouldn't be released. Okay, if you Google Cy Hirsch children raped, you'll get New Yorker magazine and others, and we've got these up on.
Well, you know what I think is better, Alex? We need to wake up America over the fact that this is going on and that it's unacceptable and they better speak out about it.
No, that's my point. How do we get attention to it? We point this out like you're doing. I mean, you're really one of the only people that's been on national news even challenging this. And I see your point that you feel like you're the normal person going, you don't torture people. This is America. And then the media is acting like you're the weirdo.
Oh, yeah. And not only that, but even people behind the scenes are telling me that this is okay to do because it's saving lives. And I'm trying to say, well, but there's a bigger picture than even that. You know, that if you believe even that we're saving lives, we still have to stand for something. And not only that, but aren't the terrorists winning then, Alex? I mean, they can't beat us militarily. We all know that. But if they can change America and they can turn us into some sort of fascist, torturing country, well, then they're winning.
Well, look, you've come out. you've come out and questioned the official fairy tale of 9/11. You know the official story is impossible. You know they staged the Gulf of Tonkin and they blew up Cuban airliners and blamed it on different groups. And it's in Army manual put out in 2004. They teach captains now how to stage false flag terror attacks. And so, you know, this whole excuse that we've got to listen to you with wiretaps to keep you safe from Al-Qaeda, and it comes out they've been doing it for decades before 9/11. I mean, it's all a big excuse to set up tyranny.
Do you know what happened to me today, Alex?
What?
The normal line that I use, because whenever I do national media, when I come back, whether it's a book tour or whatever it is, my home phones always go goofy, and so does my wife's computer. And sure enough, I'm doing the media stuff on the paperback book, and today the normal line that I always do my interviews on was dead. And I almost missed an interview this morning because I didn't know it was dead. And when I found out, of course, we were able to call up and we did the interview a half hour late. But that happens to me every time I go national. Anytime I start doing these national shows, my telephones start going bonkers in my house.
Is that why you said you've added extra backup phone lines now?
No, I have them all just for purposes. Like the one that I've been using for doing all my media is my fax line. Because if I pick up the phone quick, they don't get the fax machine. You know, and that's what I do because I sit right by my desk and when it rings, the light goes on and that's the one I use. And well, that one was dead today.
Yeah, it's amazing. In fact, when you were governor, you said you had the phone guy out after, and they said, oh, yeah, I've never seen anything like this.
They had me hooked up because you get a red phone in your house that if it's even knocked off the hook, of course, the local police come, which is good. You know, you want that ability to be protected, even though you've still got protection there. But when they came out after I left office, the professional phone guys looked at my phone and they said, we've never seen a setup like what was on this thing. We don't even know what it was.
Well, for those that
remember, you know, I'm like a redheaded stepchild in this country. I got elected not with money and I got elected on ideas and I beat the status quo and it scared a lot of people. So I would assume they want to know what I'm doing.
Well, that's what I was about to say. For the people that are in denial, the CIA visited you and 20-something of them your first day in office.
No. It wasn't my first day now. It was a few weeks.
Your second day or whatever.
No. It was a couple weeks in office. Now I know why they did it. Because all their questions dealt with how I got elected.
Sure.
They didn't see me coming, and so they were, in hindsight, trying to learn what happened. I don't know if that's to prevent it in the future, or whether it's to be able to understand it in the future. I'm not really sure to what it'll be used for.
Well, that was my point, was that soon after being elected, you were visited by 20-plus members of the CIA who wouldn't tell you why they were there. So according to what my memory serves, you basically said, look, I'm not going to answer your questions, and left because of that. That shows how
We had a question and answer period, but I just, you know, had to give them a hard time about it.
But didn't you ask him from memory that, hey, you're not supposed to be operating domestically?
Well, that was my first question. I asked them why they operate within the United States when their mission statement says that they're only supposed to be operational outside the United States. Why would they be inside it? And you really can't get an answer from them. They hem and haw, and, you know, and I guess because they're federal and I was only a governor, they didn't feel required to give me an answer.
Well, no, they were breaking the law, so they didn't want to comment because you were hitting the nail on the head.
Okay.
Fine. Look, I want to ask you these.
Alex, I'm trying to...
No, I mean, that was it. I mean, you hit them right between the eyes. Look, here's the bottom line.
The scary part, Alex, was this. When I looked around the room at these 23 people, oh, they're your neighbors. And what I mean by that is they're all ages. They look like the woman down the street that comes out and sweeps her step off in the morning.
That didn't look like James Bond in Casino Royale.
They look nothing like Sean Connery. I guess I'm dating myself. They look nothing like the quintessential secret agent that you would imagine. They didn't even look like Howard Hunt, for that matter. You know? They looked like that was, to me, the real eye-opener.
Governor, have you noticed?
Was looking at who they were.
I mean, have you noticed all the radio and TV ads recruiting this giant domestic CIA? They are recruiting for domestic operations. NORTHCOM is announcing that they're going to have military operations in the United States.
Well, I don't know. You know, what do we do, Alex? Re-enlist and take back the military? I'm too old.
Well, you know, this is my point. I believe you're a moral person, and by that, you follow what you think's right, and you know, you're not here to be bought off. You're not here to compromise. You do what Jesse Ventura thinks is right. I'm telling you, I've studied Obama. This guy is a velvet glove George Bush over the Iron Fist, and he's saying they're going to continue to hold people secretly. He's saying no rights for detainees. He is looting us with the foreign banks just as much as George Bush did. Down the road, what is it going to take for you to start speaking out against Obama?
Because down the road, it'll be about a year from now. Because I've got to give him his due for at least more than 100 days, Alex. I got to see what happens and give him at least a year, because I can't imagine what it was like to step into that. And what he probably knows, just like when I became governor. After 100 days as governor, I was probably 50% smarter than I was prior to being elected governor. But I still was probably another 25% away from knowing everything. So I've got to give him a little bit more time before I would harshly criticize him.
Well, I mean, it's the lying, though, governor. He just... Stay there. Got a break. We'll get your take on the other side.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
The word catastrophe is defined as a sudden and widespread disaster. The only way to be truly ready is to prepare yourself now. The7store.net is here to make sure you are fully prepared in the event of any catastrophe. The7store.net carries high-quality storable MREs, storable and freeze-dried foods, survival gear, terror and pandemic kits, water storage, self-reliant items, and more, all with a low-price guarantee. We are ready to answer your questions and offer advice on preparedness, food storage, and more. See why the7store.net is one of the nation's most trusted emergency preparedness companies for home, business, and schools. Take the first responsible step in preparing for the next inevitable catastrophe by visiting the7store.net. That's the7store.net. Or call 1-888-654-3447. That's 1-888-654-3447.
the bill, Patriot Mark, Mark Solomon, and others. Solomon's calling from Brazil. Please have a quick question or comment for Governor Jesse Ventura. His new book out in paperback, an international bestseller, Don't Start Revolution Without Me. Don't Start Revolution Without You. You're definitely out there standing up against torture, the police state, the New World Order in many ways, and for the Bill of Rights and Constitution. What do you think of Chrysler going under? Now GM, they're going to give them bailout money to move to China and Brazil. The Wall Street Journal's now reporting. I mean, this globalization, this NAFTA and GATT, this has butchered the hell out of our country.
Well, again, you know, you got to see it happen before, I don't know the economy well enough to know whether the bailout is proper or not. I don't, because both sides have voted for it.
You know, well, that's when you know it's bad.
When Bush was in, they all voted for the bailout. And then Obama comes and they continue to vote for the bailout. Is the bailout the answer? I don't know, but there's nothing we can do about it because they are our elected officials and they run the country. So I guess we're going to live or die by the decisions that they make because, after all, we elected them, didn't we?
So what happens is things start falling apart even more, and both parties, on every issue, 80-90% of the people want to go one way, which is always with the Bill of Rights and Constitution. The people actually, on average, in polls, get it right, but the politicians are all together with the offshore banks. I mean, this is coming to a head.
Again, it still comes down to us. When you strip everything away from it all, we elect them. I've been fighting for it I voted for John Anderson way back in the 80s.
Well, you know about the money, though. You know about the money.
I've been these parties my entire adult life.
I understand that.
Alex, as long as we keep electing Democrats and Republicans, this is what you're going to get.
No, I understand that, Jesse, and you're right about the whole left-right control paradigm and special interest owning both, but you had celebrity and were a sharp, intelligent guy and barely won, and then they kind of figured out how to block people like you in the future. It's the money. The people know both parties are shot, but the money only pushes the establishment candidate. I mean, what do people do? Just vote for third party no matter what?
Yeah.
I guess that, yeah.
Do it as a protest vote. I do it. I go there, and when there's any an election, I go there and I pick out any candidate who's not a Democrat or Republican.
That's what I do.
And I protest vote. To me, if you go there and pick them out, then you're playing their game. Ultimately, they still get to be in charge because they got you to vote for them. And I'm not saying you, Alex, as an individual. I mean everybody out there.
No, I understand. Let's jam a call in. Bill in Connecticut, you're on the air with Jesse Ventura.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hi, Bill.
Good.
How are you?
Real good. Hey, I got a question for both of you. It's pertaining to the legitimacy of Barack Obama being the president. And I'm just kind of surprised that nobody talks about it at all.
Well, that's because the media has chosen to focus in on that early on instead of all the other things that were wrong with Obama that we can prove, all his lying about wiretapping and torture and police state and wars and special interest. They always focus on that because you can't prove it one way or the other. Jesse Ventura, what's your take on the whole birth certificate thing?
I guess I haven't paid much attention to it at all. How could he not be a citizen?
Well, McCain was born in the Panama Canal Zone before there were bases there. That's another question. How could both candidates have questionable lineage?
But the point is, they come from parents who are from here. I mean, if they happen to be working abroad, that doesn't mean you're not an American citizen, does it?
Well, his mom was from here. The dad was a communist from Kenya. Maybe you can be the ambassador to Kenya, Stan. The whole country will be run like Kenya.
No,
stay there. Back in 1 minute. Back in 1 minute.
Ambassador to Cuba. Better surfing.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, Governor Jesse Ventura will be with us till about 18 after, end of the next segment. We're taking your phone calls right now. Patriot in Wisconsin, you're on the air with Jesse Ventura. On the air with us talking about his new bestseller, Don't Start Revolution Without Me, out in paperback. Go ahead, Patriot.
Hi, guys. You were talking about being ambassador to Cuba, but if we're having relations with countries like Cuba and North Korea or China or Iran, doesn't that sort of legitimize their governments?
Well, what? Their governments don't exist? What are you going to pretend that these countries, be them communists, that somehow they don't exist, so we just ignore them and they'll go away? Come on, get in the real world. They're communists. That's what we got. You know, there's no thing in poker. Sometimes you got to play the hand you're dealt. Do I support communism? No. But they do exist.
Look, this argument.
You can't shut yourself off from that fact and pretend they don't.
Let me throw some at the caller and then get his take and then yours, Governor. Look, detente always stops wars. It's always good to try to talk to somebody.
Absolutely. Bloodshed should be the last thing.
I mean, take our founding fathers. They talked for 10 years before they declared independence in 1776 against the tyranny of the king. And then you're in the right when you've tried. But Iran, we overthrew Iran in 53. Our government stages terror attacks. That's in the news today. I mean, Iran doesn't deserve to be attacked. And by being mean to Iran, that makes them get more hardline people in power like Atmeg Dinajid. Comments, caller.
Well, yeah, I understand that. I'm not necessarily talking about going to war, but I'm talking about something like when the communists took over in the Soviet Union, when the communists took over in China. Do you think it's a good idea to have business relationships with them, or shouldn't we sort of try to put embargoes on them?
We've been doing business with China. We've been doing business with Vietnam. And why wouldn't we do business with Cuba?
Let me tell you what happens.
It was interesting when I was in China. Do you remember when we blew up their embassy?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So I asked some people who lived over there, I said, how did the Chinese people take to that when we blew up their embassy? And these people had lived there for 10 or 12 years. They said, well, at first they kind of gave us some steely-eyed stares a little bit initially, but they said within 24 hours, all the Chinese people shrugged off and went, government. You know, we got to remember something. Government thrives on creating hostilities between we the people.
Look, here's the issue. During the decades of embargoes against Iran, guess the one U.S. company that was allowed to ship in oil field and nuke components? Halliburton. And then Dick Cheney got caught doing it and said, oh, well, it's no big deal. We have a subsidiary in the Caymans doing it. When you put those sanctions on them, it only allows corrupt select groups to sell the goods, and that's what these governments love. Jesse?
I agree. Again, it's and you're not harming, you know, when you put sanctions on and all that, you're only harming the people. Do you think Fidel Castro misses a meal? Do you think somehow our sanctions make his life somehow more demanding? No. All you're doing is hurting the poor people of Cuba in not doing business with them and in not attempting to raise everybody's lifestyle. It's a win-win. And these embargoes are not win-wins at all.
Jesse, we know the truth. You just want to go surfing on those great beaches that supposedly have great waves.
Well, I could do it anyway. All you got to do is sneak in there. It's
by
a
way,
shame, though. Why should, okay, we live in a free country. Why should I have my passport revoked from me if I decide I want to go to Cuba?
By the way, I saw my four-year-old actually get up on a board this weekend at the Texas coast. But just for a second, she got up on it for a second. It was pretty neat.
Oh, well, next time it'll be 2 seconds, and then it'll be 3 seconds. And before you know it, she'll be riding those waves all the way to shore.
I tell you, surfing's very addictive, isn't it, Jesse?
Yes, it is. And it's very difficult. And people don't realize that it's a life dedication. And I love to say this. If people were that dedicated to a religion, would they call them religious bums?
I'm as brown as a coconut from the beach. I love the beach itself. We'll be right back.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today or visit the link on InfoWars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new Silver Solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new Silver Solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new Silver Solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today. Many human illnesses can be attributed to the fact that soil in the United States no longer provides plants with the mineral elements which are essential to human nourishment. Studies have shown that a majority of Americans are seriously deficient in basic minerals. Deficiency in any one or more important minerals actually results in disease. Go to AmericanSuperfoods.com today and see the wide range of foods available that were designed to help your mind and body work the way they were intended to. You can also visit the AmericanSuperfoods.com link on InfoWars.com to see some of the amazing products available. Colloidal gold, marine phytoplankton, maca, goji berries, raw chocolate cacao, Nibs, Noni, Immune Detox, and more. Folks, you gotta check these out. These foods promote nutritional excellence, health and well-being, beauty enhancement, and sustainable rainforest agriculture. Go to AmericanSuperfoods.com. Again, the website is AmericanSuperfoods.com.
Pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I was just talking to Governor Ventura. He might come in studio with us. I've already had him down in Austin once. Great guy. When he's driving down I-35 in his RV in September or October to go down to Mexico. And Jesse, you were telling me you've got a new T-shirt.
Well, that's enough information, Alex. The listeners don't need to know no more than that. My new T-shirt that I wear now, it says, I got it down in the Baja, it says, won't work for anything. That's the lifestyle I'm living now. I won't work for anything. There's nothing that I can be offered that would require me to go to work and inspire me to do so. But there's a positive for that. Since I don't want to work anymore, that means I won't be taking up a job from somebody who does.
Okay, I've got two more questions for you, then we're going to take calls for the 10 or so minutes we have left with you.
Okay.
We appreciate all the time.
Make them easy so I can get to the callers.
Okay, well, no, this is a heavy question, and I was sitting there at the beach with my family this weekend thinking about this interview, and I wrote these notes. What makes, Jesse Ventura tick? But more than that, I was sitting there with the sun setting, with the moon up, watching the Texas coastline, and, I was sitting there thinking, what is this planet? What is the sun, the moon? We're in the middle of the galaxy and the universe, and we're these weird creatures, and we have children, and our lives are so short.
And we're nothing but parasites.
So I wanted to ask you...
You've got to think about that, Alex. We give nothing back. We only use.
Well, I think that's what every life form does. You'd see life itself as a parasite. So I wanted to ask...
But wait, we have no parasite that eats us. Except ourselves.
Ourselves, the super predator class. So that was my question. What makes Jesse Ventura tick? What do you think, the end of the universe is? What is this all about?
I don't know, but I will just say this. I feel very fortunate right now that I live in a place half the year where two really ecological systems meet, and that's the ocean and the desert. And that's a very rare thing to be able to see these two meet. And see the results of it. And it's a remarkable life to live and watch it and the pace of it, because even though the pace is very slow, it's constantly changing. No day is ever the same, even though they may appear to be. They're not. And that, and right now, I like the solitude of that life, and I like the life of exploring simple things a little bit. I've been caught up all my whole career in front of crowds and in front of, getting name notoriety and becoming quote-unquote this and that. And at this point in my life, I strive for a much more solitude, quiet existence.
That's what I've discovered.
Maybe it's called getting old, Alex.
And more than that, it's just experience. It's that hierarchy of needs. You've gotten fame and fortune and notoriety and been well-known and are more well-known today than ever. And so you don't need it as much. And in my own little small way, I sure wanted to be successful and sure wanted to be the big radio host. And now that people know me everywhere I go, even other countries, and I can't imagine, as much fame as you've got, in a way it's a blessing, but it's also a curse. So I actually constantly wanderlust about, I wish I could go get lost on some forgotten seashore. But then I feel sorry.
Well, the point is, Alex, you just have to do it. When you decide to make the move, which I did after teaching at Harvard, I just felt, the window of opportunity of adventure is closing on me because of Father Time. You always remember that as an athlete, there's one opponent you'll never beat in the end, and that is time, no matter how great we all were and are.
Time, the great avenger.
And so for me, it's a matter of just, you have to make a choice at some point, like I did, and go off on this adventure. And that's what I'm doing right now, and I'm not letting anything get in the way. And when I'm down there, I don't even pay attention to a lot of the things. When I'm down there, I never hear the word terrorism. It's weird. And yet, when I come back to this country, not a day goes by that you don't hear that word.
Well, that's clearly being used to control us.
Well, it's also creates a lifestyle of fear.
Yeah.
And the life that I lead, believe it or not, down deep in Mexico is a lifestyle of total unfear. And there really is the only fear is that you might get hit by a hurricane.
What do the locals think while coming stomping out of the dunes is Jesse Ventura?
They don't know me from anyone. I'm just a big gringo that can't speak good Spanish. that's all they know out of me because, I don't dress... in any provocative way when I'm down there. I wear old blue jeans and T-shirts, and I'm barefoot as much as I possibly can be. And so I gain that freedom down there. Even when I go to town, there's no one there in town that ever recognizes me. I guess they don't watch Larry King and that stuff down there. So,
But you're a character anywhere. I mean, you would draw attention anywhere just because of
No, not really. Only because of the physical presence. And And many, many times I'm told, even by tourists that I run into down there, is that they don't recognize me till I speak. So if I keep my big mouth shut, I can tend to stay anonymous a little bit.
You know what it is? I think the image of you with the shaved head and the mustache is the more iconic one from the governor. And it's probably the long hair.
It might be. Wait till I go back to the dreadlocks and the beard again. I rode my motorcycle that whole summer and was never once recognized on it all through Minnesota, where I had been governor a mere couple years before.
Sounds good to me. Let's talk to...
The only thing they were doing were people were locking their doors at the stoplights. Because they thought I looked so sinister.
Well, hey, you are a member of one of the more tough guy, sinister biking clubs, aren't you?
Well, I used to be years and years ago. You know, I left in 1975. I was part of the Black and White, which is the Mongols. And we carry a bit of a reputation. You know, but that was just another life that I decided when I came out of the Navy to try it out for a while.
Another adventure.
Another adventure, absolutely. What's life without adventures, you know? I don't want to, Alex, get to 75 and say woulda, coulda, shoulda.
I agree with you, absolutely. That's
why
we love
you. You've got to live life and go out there and experience things.
We're going to jam a few more calls in quickly, call
us. Absolutely.
Mark in Oregon, go ahead. You're on the air with Jesse Ventura. Go ahead.
Yeah, hello, Alex. Hello, Governor Ventura.
Hi, Mark.
Governor, I have respect for you, and please don't think I don't. But, you know, I've been listening to this advertisement for the Obama Deception film that Alex has made for some months now, because Alex plays it regularly.
Okay, but listen, caller. Listen, I'm going to put you on hold because it's about another film, and I don't want to get off into other stuff right now, you know, here on the air. I want to just hurry through these calls.
Okay,
Mark? Mark, I'm going to put
you
on.
So I don't know.
Yeah, let's go to Mark in Pennsylvania. Mark in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Mark.
Hello. I'm very honored to be part of the show today. Thank you very much, Mr. Ventura, for being a patriot and for being a guardian of the principles and ideas that this country was founded upon.
Well, I just like my freedom. You know, I like to do what I like to do and be uninhibited doing it.
Well, I have a couple of comments and then a question. I saw the interview that you had on that girl show during the daytime. I would encourage you to challenge these commentators, these people, these hosts of these shows that put their money where their mouth is. You know, it's just as point blank as that. Just, you know.
Yeah, you've got these little soft ninnies who've never lived anything, and they're saying torture people. It's so decadent and evil, Jesse.
Well, you got to remember too, though, you can't go on the shows and be a bull moose and a bull in the china shop, or you'll never get invited back either. You know, it's you can take a firm stand, but you've got to be cordial. You've got to play the game a little bit, because you can't just go in there. The only person I do that with is Hannity.
Okay, got to jump. Thank you, Mark. Solomon in Brazil. Quick question or comment?
Good afternoon. Greetings, Brother Jones. I just want to let you know also that we internationally, we pay for the phone call. So I was waiting for you patiently because I really like to interact with Brother Ventura. Thank you very much, Brother Ventura, for your courage to speak out about some topics that no other retired military has spoken before. I would like to make a comment and a short question to you. You, as I, are familiar with the expression, once a Marine, always a Marine, that is almost the same like once a military, always a military. Over here, like in other places around the world with dictatorship, they say that the difference between a civilian and a military is that a civilian almost ever can be militarized, while a military almost never can be civilized. My question is, how can I trust a former military will embrace their brothers and sisters in civilian life once retired?
I get the question. I got to let you go because we only got a minute left with Governor Ventura.
How can you trust someone who is in the military?
What about George Washington?
Well, I believe you can trust someone who is in the military just by talking to them and realize that they served in the military to protect the freedoms that we hold true, and that... You know, I remember during the war in Vietnam, I was asked at one point they were going to march on the base, And I refused. I told them I won't go out there and beat up Americans. That's ridiculous. I will not do that. That's a First Amendment right. They have the right to protest.
Oh, really? They asked you to go beat up people when you were in the military?
No, they didn't ask me to beat them up. They just had me. They wanted me to stand watch. And if these people pushed forward, well, what else would we be able to do?
And
I didn't
want
to be in that position because I thought I didn't join the military to beat on Americans.
Well, absolutely, and I think
and what they did, how they covered, I didn't have duty that day. So see how smart I was? I got out of duty and could go to the beach.
Well, no, that's what it comes down
to. My madness always, Alex.
Well, you know, the military kills people and breaks things. They don't police their own people. Isn't that the very definition of a police state?
Yeah, exactly. You know, our military should not be, and so just because you served in the military does not mean that you can't be trusted as a civilian because you chose to get out of the military. I chose to after 6 years and certainly embraced being a civilian again.
Governor Ventura, let me say bye to you during the break. That's it for the interview, but maybe in the next few months we can have you back on with news about the TV programs.
Okay, hopefully.
Absolutely. Okay, stay right there, sir. I want to say bye to you during the break. We'll come back, take folks' calls, break into the new cybersecurity news, cover all of that. Very, very serious. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are our websites. His new book is in paperback. Don't Start the Revolution Without Me. Jesse Ventura.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
If being prepared doesn't apply to you, disregard the next minute. We're way beyond a question of if and when is upon us. When you can't safely touch anything and a cough or sneeze can shut down your school or business, how would you or could you disinfect a school bus, office, locker room, place of worship, or your entire home and do it in just minutes? Go to hazarid.com and see the 8-minute video that is guaranteed to show how our unique application process can do really big jobs that you never could do before. HAZARID. Total protection kits kill viruses, bacteria, mold, and much more. And they do it for less cost than what you're currently using. Don't risk facing shipping bottlenecks and possible shortages. Act now to assure prompt delivery and to receive our 2-for-1 double product special. You can't buy HAZARID in stores. Order online at HAZARID.com or call 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323.
Look, I know I was going quickly through your calls. That was because I wanted to get as many in as I could for Jesse Ventura. Look, I have sent him articles, I've sent him films, and I have seen him wake up and then talk about those things on the news. And he's an influential guy because the media has him on a lot. They find him interesting. The public finds him interesting. Multiple generations like him. And so we are slowly educating him. And he came out for 9/11 Truth on my show. When I called to set him up for the show, he said, I'm going to come on your show. I remember you giving me those videos in Austin, and I've seen some more. And I'm going to come on your show and break that I think they blew the towers up. And you heard Ventura on this show break that. Just like Willie Nelson and Jesse Ventura and Rick Linkletter and so many others have come on here, and it's gotten news every time. That was in the Associated Press, National News, you name it, when Willie Nelson came out. And then it makes it kosher for other people to say, oh, 9/11 is an inside job. But I disagree with Ventura on quite a few issues, but I think overall he's a good guy. Plus, I know him in person. And oh, it doesn't matter. Look, I want to go over cybersecurity in detail at the end of the show and integrate it in with all this other news. And the thing that happened with General Motors going bankrupt and the dollar plunging, it's just getting too insane. But let's go to Mark in Oregon, who had a lengthy question. I think he was talking about my film versus Ventura. So let's go back to Mark. Mark, go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, I was just going to say that, you know, I've been listening to the Obama deception clip so many times, and of course Jesse Ventura has a very strong presence even in an audio sense, and he says that Obama has been fudging since day one of the election up to the presidency, and I assume that he includes the presidency as fudging. But I see it as, if not disingenuous, just highly ironic and contradictory that he says he wants to give Obama a year to see how he's going to do when he must have seen the Obama deception by now. He may be trying to protect his own life and his own family, and I respect that. But people who have a public voice and who have fame, if they don't step out in front of the microphone at this point and expose the evil tyranny which is about to engulf us all, Alex, which is what the InfoWar is all about, is to try to expose this tyranny that they want to put on us, and they're so close to it, and I know that because I follow you very closely, and you have all of the accurate information which proves that and shows that so clearly.
No, I hear you, and I figured that was a long point. That's why I held you over. And I appreciate your call. I mean, what do I say to that? Ventura came out and said he's already fudging about the war. He's fudging about all these things. And then now he realizes Obama's popular and that I've talked to him privately too. He doesn't want to be premature in really going after Obama, but I'm sure you're going to see him criticize. I mean, you heard him say the Democrats are all bad too. Don't vote for any of them. I didn't vote for any of them. I just think that, I heard him on Fox say, I hate Bush so much that anything's better. But see, that's a lie. Bush was obviously arrogant, obviously bad, obviously corrupt. He wasn't a good salesman like Obama, who's slick and charismatic. He's much more dangerous. You know, we had a caller before Ventura came on who I didn't really comment back to because I knew they'd just gotten Ventura on right when I went to his call. Ventura was on a little bit earlier than he was supposed to be. Which is fine. We just had more time with him. The caller's like, I think you're secretly a right winger and you really like George Bush. And that's why you criticize Obama and not George Bush. And that's just asinine. I mean, I went on air when George Bush had a 90+ percent approval rating, 94, largest in U.S. history. And I said, the people controlling him staged the 9/11 attacks. When no other host was saying that or doing that. And I was attacked on this network by other talk show hosts. And I had people, George Humphreys, really nice TV producer, nice lady, got in my face and cussed at me. The night after 9/11, my show was on after theirs, and she was there, and she got in my face and cussed me out. And a couple of years later was running George's show and never apologized when he was doing 9/11 Truth. You know, I mean, I've got to be there first, folks. I'm always there saying the hard things that need to be said, and I detest George Bush and his handlers, Dick Cheney and Karl Rove. And it's wrong and mentally ill when all those fake mainline right-wingers were calling me a hardcore communist and a Taliban sympathizer, and I was secretly trained in Taliban camps and all this made-up crap. To then, when Obama comes out and I say, my gosh, this guy is the worst thing that we've ever seen because he is slick, and they go, oh, you're just a right-winger. You know, you're so desperate to hold on to your left-right paradigm that you've got to put me in and make me part of it. Just look, hate me, love me, whatever. Just don't put me in that. Don't tell me what I think and what I believe and who I am. All right, stay with us. Key transmission coming up.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. InnerHealth Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called InnerFood. My wife just loves the stuff. And now, the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded InnerFood his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. InnerFood is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boosts the immune system. A truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on Infowars.com for special pricing. This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
By harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit AirandAqua.com. That's AirandAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
The The French news agency had a headline we linked to up on PrisonPlanet.com Sunday that told it like it is. Cybersecurity, the new direction of the Pentagon. They're saying everything is cyber, everything is internet, everything is computer, everything is hacking computers, everything is loading viruses onto printers that they gave the Iraqis in the months before the invasion in 1990. This is the control grid. This is the master control system. And I filled up almost an entire booklet this weekend of ideas and points I wanted to make about this. And then I tend to get off into other news and start taking calls and having guests on and not getting to all this properly, because I don't want to just cover a piece of it. I want to cover every piece of it that I see and then every pre-programmed response. Like earlier, I've tried to get into this twice today and then run out of time. And I just get up to the point of, yes, they're announcing this is the power to shut the internet off. Yes, they're saying they're going to filter. Yes, they're saying they're going to restrict. You know, just so when I talk about this and people are listening or watching at PrisonPlanet.tv or a year from now watching this, you know, when it's got a million views on the internet somewhere, if we still have the web, that I can counter. That's why I'm successful. I can counter every preconditioned piece of disinfo they have if I take the time out to do it. Because I know the first thing when I get up here on air and say they're openly announcing they want to be able to shut the internet down. They're not shutting it down. That's impossible. They are saying they want the power to be able to shut it down, that they're going to tax it and regulate it and track everything you do and make you have subdomains on other people's sites and get rid of the free internet as we know it. And yes, if they take over all the major hubs, yes, they can do it. And then I can get into all the evidence, but there's just so much denial. I mean, I had people up until last week denying GM was going to go bankrupt when I told you 2.5 years ago it was. I think I need to hire just an employee to go through all our videos and articles and shows just to toot our horn, because that's what matters. That is effective. Here's Lindsey Williams, and he got it from a separate source, former head of an oil company, going around saying 9-10 months ago that oil for at least the next 6 to 8 months was going to drop below $50 a barrel when it was at $149 a barrel. That sounded insane. It happened. And then a listener pointed out, hey, Paul Watson wrote a Bilderberg Group article. Jim Tucker said his Bilderberg sources said they were going to cut the price of oil by at least half. That sounded crazy in 2008 in June, a year ago. Just a year ago, it was $149 a barrel. It sounded insane. And it turns out we're the source of all that, the source of the revelations, PrisonPlanet.com, with that exclusive with Jim Tucker, and we don't even know we predicted it. Like everything else. I mean, we know their exact plan. That's why they're attacking me everywhere and going after me with asinine attacks in mainstream media and alternative and everywhere else, because they know we've hit on what's accurate. And it takes me realizing just how important the issues are I'm talking about. Well, you call Rob Doohan here. I want to ask who's on the show tomorrow, because I know I told him a bunch of guests I want on, and I may just cancel some of them. Will you call Doohan here? I want to decide right now, because I may just do 4 hours with no calls, no guests, no nothing, to go over all my notes and things I want to cover. Because it's I'm not whining, but it's just, it is. It's psychologically and intellectually exhausting to, now he's at lunch. Yeah, well, you just, since Deuce gone, will you go look at tomorrow's schedule and just tell me who's on tomorrow? Thanks. Because I don't want to make an announcement that I'm going to do a whole show on one thing tomorrow and then not do it. Or then some new horrid thing will happen tomorrow. Let me just do this as simply as I can. I'll do a simple synopsis tomorrow. I printed a bunch of articles up to back all this up, and then we'll detail it all tomorrow, at least 1 hour of the show, plus the economy and the bankers and killing the dollar openly. I mean, it's all happening. They're openly raping us. Come on in, Douglas. Rivero and Tarpley, those are good guests. I'm not going to cancel them. What times are they on? Rivera will be at noon. Why is he on at 12:15? He's supposed to be on at 12. Oh, c'est la vie. It doesn't matter. Okay, whatever. I'll do it in the first hour then. But I'm going to do it right now, too, an abbreviated version. After I tell you about who makes this radio show possible, number one, we're going to have the Money Bomb June 11th. A listener started the first Money Bomb, Eric Nordstrom. It was listener's ideas, and the extra $250,000 that was raised helped us move into a 7,800-and-something square foot building, helped you, you know, helped us set up this PrisonPlanet.tv system that you're seeing right now, and took us to that level. If we could raise another $250,000, I could hire a couple more video people and get the space next to us and do the TV thing properly. If not, I'll do it on the cheaps. But we have had something like $30,000 pledged so far, or actually given. You can enter your email there to pledge. You can stay in contact with us. It's InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com, InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com, or you can link through on the big banners at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And we just asked folks on June 11th to donate, whether it's $5 or $1,000, and the 100% of the Money Bomb money will go towards buying new equipment and personnel and what we need to do here. And believe me, I almost don't want to take on more responsibilities, but other people aren't doing it, so we've got to go to the next level and do it. And I've been trying to put more things out, like the new Aaron Russo video that's now out at PrisonPlanet.tv and ships on DVD in 2 days, June 3rd. Order that at InfoWars.com. We're putting out the monthly best of with the InfoWars arsenal. I mean, we're trying to make more films, trying to make 3 or 4 films a year instead of 2 films a year. I'm trying to do everything I can do as best I can because I know we're reaching people. I went down and got a little cabin in Port Aransas for 3 days with my wife and children, and I rented one of those golf carts with a little lawnmower engine in it to putt around at 10 miles an hour on the beach, and the beach was totally packed, just cars end to end. And I would drive with my children, and every fifth vehicle, they'd go, Alex Jones, Alex Jones, as I rode down the beach, and my wife was like, this is incredible. And then 3 places we went to eat. The waiter and the manager and the hostess were all fans. One place called Pelican Landing yesterday as we're leaving town eating lunch to drive back to Austin. I'm like, my God, everybody's awake down here. There were people down there visiting from New England who were listeners. There were, and I'd be riding down the beach and black people be waving, Alex Jones, hi, we're big fans. People with mohawks, hey, Alex Jones, we're big fans. And I was just like, my God, I'm just little Alex Jones. And I'm down here at Port Aransas at the start of the big beach season. Absolute heaven, baking sun. I mean, I swim around in the ocean all day. The water, I could say I visited the Caribbean this weekend. But I didn't. I visited the Gulf of Mexico. I've never seen the Gulf this clear. I swam out 500 yards or so onto the jetty. Because I get there at the jetty to crab fish, and there's scuba divers everywhere going, I'm seeing Spanish mackerel and sergeant fish and sharks, and people were catching sharks. And I went to the store, bought a cheap mask and snorkel. There were jellyfish. I didn't care. You couldn't keep me out of clear water. I jumped in that and skin dived for hours, the jetty. It was absolute heaven. Been going to that jetty since I was a little kid, and it's not dirty water. It's just sandy and churning. And it was amazing. To dive the Port Aransas jetty was a real treat. Plus, it's like an action adventure thing. You got jellyfish all around you, and you're dodging them, the big stinging kind. People call me crazy, but it was fun because they all had wetsuits on, thought I was nuts. I saw Spanish mackerel, big old crabs walking across the bottom because it's a different type of beach to skin dive than the Caribbean. You go to the Caribbean and you snorkel and stuff. See, I'm already digressing. Folks, I don't want to cover the cybersecurity. I don't want to have my head hurt. I mean, it's so bad, the total takeover of society. They're openly announcing the end of free speech everywhere. And I got my own listeners emailing me saying it's impossible to shut the web down. They shut down five or six of the peer-to-peer systems. It's over. China, you can't get most Patriot websites in China. You can't get my websites off government wireless systems in England. I mean, of course they can censor the internet. Yahoo and Google do it for China and other countries all over the world. Australia is announcing they're shutting down free speech. In fact, for those who don't believe it, search engine and put on screen. Australia to implement Chinese-style internet censorship. Australia, Chinese-style net censorship. And you will see them announcing it, the government saying that, and saying censorship is good of the internet. This is the type of stuff we have going on. So I'm going to get into that in a moment. First off, mysolarbackup.com. Be sure and check them out. A lot of things can cut off your electrical power. Hurricanes, snow, ice storms. Listeners should move towards getting off the grid, and here's a good way to do just that. A solar power generator is now available from our long-term sponsor, Solutions from Science. It's designed to provide 800 watts of power on demand in the event of any disaster or outage. You get an emergency power backup kit, which consists of the power source 1800, power plant, and high-efficiency solar panel designed to provide endless electricity. That's right, it generates free electricity. Remember, too, that gas generators need gas. But in a blackout, gas pumps can't pump gas because they run on electricity. The solar generator is like having a silent power plant hidden in your home. It's perfect emergency power backup for troubled times. The government doesn't own the sun yet, folks, so make your move today. Their website is mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com, or you can always call them toll-free, 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. And then last but not least, of sponsors that make this radio show possible, Home Gain. I want to tell you a little bit about this great sponsor, HOMEGAIN.com, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, or getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get a free, that's free estimate on your home's value. According to realtors and home sellers, becoming more realistic on home prices, go to home.homegain.com and see the Home Gain second and fourth home price survey. This is a new feature called Street View, where you can look at the house at street level and take a virtual tour of the neighborhood you're interested in. You've got to see it for yourself, and again, it's free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, homegain.com. Use the Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine whether home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. Visit Max Little Orange Gorilla up on Infowars.com or HomeGain.com. I want to thank the sponsors for making the show possible. Okay, tomorrow in the first hour, I will exclusively cover cybersecurity. You know, maybe the answer is, maybe I should come up here tonight, 9 to midnight, with Burmese. Why don't you call Jason in here real quick? I know a lot of stations don't carry that show, though. People want to hear it. Because I could do 5 hours on this, and the show's filled tomorrow, except for the first hour. I got Webster Tarpley. I haven't had him in months. I want to see what he has to say. Everybody's at lunch around here. Well, it is lunchtime, I guess. I mean, you know. Oh. Nah, I'll just come in tomorrow and do it. See, I hesitate on all this. Like, I've been doing a lot of thinking about the nature of man, the nature of the universe, the nature of our species, our history, what we are, what we're meant to do. It's mind-blowing revelations of research and of understanding and everything that I've been having. Just amazing. But then I want to articulate it properly. And you know, I'm finishing up a book, The Answer to 1984, 1776, and I've got to lock myself in the office in here this week and next week to finish it. And the book telegraphs a lot of these ideas, but not all of them. And I want to move slowly on air. I want to diagram and blueprint everything and show the interconnections, almost like a college course, so it's done and I can say, there it is. That's how they operate. That's how I understand what they're doing. But simply put, you know the feds want RFID tracker chips in all products, and you know that they listen to all the cell phones and regular phone calls and emails and faxes under federal law, and that's now been admitted. and you know that they're announcing they want cybersecurity to save us from Al-Qaeda and the Russians and the Chinese supposedly attacking the internet. And then I see all these articles where the Pentagon cybersecurity in San Antonio has meetings and says, oh, we're attacking our own networks to test feasibility, and then we tell the public we've been hit by the Russians as a pretext to get this passed. Just completely immoral, out in the open. I've got all those articles. And I can't even get the public to the point of being able to understand that or admit that because they're too busy emailing me saying it's impossible to shut the web down. Well, here's Mother Jones. Should Obama control the internet? Should President Obama have the power to shut down domestic internet traffic during a state of emergency? And that's what 3 months ago, the head of cybersecurity that they hired quit and said, this is a government Pentagon takeover of the web to shut it down and to end the freedom on it. I mean, he's on record. This is the guy the White House hired, boldly comes out with courage. I'm surprised he hasn't committed suicide. Tells you it's a police state, and the thumbsuckers are emailing me saying it isn't real. Of course it's real. Just like 2.5 years ago, we read articles where they were planning to shut down General Motors and ship it to China and Brazil. And now it's going to happen in front of your eyes. This isn't a freaking game, people. This is the end of our republic. Senators John Rockefeller and Olympia Snow think so, that the web should be shut down. On Wednesday, they introduced a bill establishing the Office of National Cybersecurity. Here's another one. And this is by federal law stated in the bill. Go read it. We're linked to it. Read it instead of saying it isn't real. Face it. We're not in Kansas anymore. They say that they will go in and even small ISPs will have government switches on them and everything has to be wired through the government equipment. That's the Telecommunications Act of 1996, where it said all phone companies and all telecommunications and all internet have to be wired through our equipment. And they built whole floors or whole buildings next door to every phone company hub publicly with everything wired to the NSA. And I made films 10 years ago telling you that because I had the Telecommunications Act. And then they come out last year, San Francisco control room, everything goes through it, and there's boxes like this all over the country. And they go, well, how did they know? They knew because the engineers knew what they were designing for the NSA to then only have keys to the door. But we knew from the Telecommunications Act, it stated what it was. None of this crap's secret. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Less than a century ago, half of the American public grew much of their own food. Today, it's been estimated that only 1% of Americans still grow their own food. During the Great Depression, over 18 million people suffered from starvation. And as America continues down its current path, for many, the reality of another depression is a very serious concern. With massive layoffs and unemployment at record levels, growing your own food will help you save money that you'd normally spend at the grocery store. Invest in your family's future by stocking up with your very own supply of seeds available from GetSeeds.net. Each order includes over 14,000 non-GMO, chemical-free seeds that will provide you with food for years. Call 877-394-6657 to get 100 varieties of our heirloom seeds for just $49. Once again, that's GetSeeds.net or call 877-394-6657 to establish your own food supply today.
Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más. Y me pintaba las manos y la cara de azul. Y de provisa el viento rápida me llevó. Y me hizo volar.
Tomorrow I will in full detail cybersecurity framework for total government regulation control of our lives. This is Pentagon designed, MIT designed and controlled, NORTHCOM implemented openly. The military openly runs it over everything you do, tracking everywhere, tied in with red light cameras, face scanning cameras, thumb scanning to buy and sell, school lunch programs. This is a total cashless grid, no buying or selling if you're not in good favor with them. This is a global straitjacket, a global control system. And they openly announce it, has nothing to do with your security. It's another war on liberties and freedom. I want to talk to Paul in Ireland. Paul in Ireland, you're on the air.
Oh, Alex.
Yes, sir.
I have been listening to you for a couple of years. I first heard about you after 9/11. I had been completely taken in by the government story about what happened for the attacks of 9/11. A couple of years later, I heard what you said, and I checked out every piece of evidence, and everything I checked out was true. And then I knew that you were telling the whole truth.
Well, thank you, sir. We try to tell the truth. I'm not perfect, but our track record is we've been pretty darn good at breaking down what's happening.
You know what's happening in Europe now? We're having European elections. And Ireland, they try to force Ireland to accept the Constitution.
Yeah, I mean, you said no last year to being taken over by the EU, so they're back again. The Lisbon Treaty.
That's right. It always happens the same way, that if the people will vote against it, they will try to force the people to vote.
Exactly.
For it.
God bless you from Ireland. Call me back tomorrow. We'll have more time. I wanted to, and I'm sorry to everybody else, we'll get to you tomorrow, live, 11 to 3, Central Standard Time, Webster Tarpley and Mike Rivero, always informative. They'll be on the show. I want to get into the collapse of General Motors. By design, we told you 2.5 years ago, Bob Chapman wrote 2.5 years ago, they were going to break it down and move it to China. They're now going to use the bailout money to move it to China and places. The globalists are debasing the currency to the point that Geithner had to go before the Chinese. That's in Reuters today. Trying to find my article. Geithner had to go before him and say, look, don't worry, your money's safe in dollars. The whole world is moving away from dollars right now. I wanted to bring Jim Newcomer up. Here it is. Geithner tells China its dollar assets are safe. They still have gold and silver they bought before it exploded, but it's gone up again. Before it goes up again, get involved. I just wanted to give people the number to Midas Resources here at the end of the show. Jim, tell folks the prices on gold and silver right now, the best deals.
On the private gold, we have the $20 Liberties at $1,632.60, the $10 Liberty at $818.50. We still have the Lakota Silver Rounds at $21.72. They're $434.40 a roll, and that's still a steal. That's a good buy. We're also representing the Walking Liberty, half dollars. We have those back at $9.18 apiece.
The per roll price is $183.60, the British sovereign at $285.93, and the French or 20 franc coin at $231.50. That's French, Belgian, or Swiss.
Yeah, that half dollar on silver is the best deal there, in my opinion, and so are those sovereigns and European francs. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. Ladies and gentlemen, get in on the gold and silver now. Don't trust the government and keep all your money in stocks and bonds and paper. You're really asking for it if you do. 800-686-2237. Thank you, Jim Newcomer.
You bet.
All right, and they're there right now. All right, retransmission with Jesse Ventura and a lot more starts now. Stay with us at InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.